following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The first half of the 2020 regular season has ended, and the Clay County Bulldogs find themselves with a 3-2 overall record and 1-1 in Region 4A. In their most recent action, the Black and Gold found themselves in a quagmire last Friday night down in Gordonsville with the Tigers, where a lackluster outing resulted in a 0-20 loss. But the best way to get over an embarrassing defeat is by getting a quality win. And that's what head coach and Jake Johnson and his squad had the chance to do here at John Tuples Field tonight, homecoming style. Soaring into town to spoil the festivities are the 1-3 Westmoreland Eagles, who are much better than the record suggests. Head coach Chad Perry's brought his birds of prey 1 hour eastward to Bulldog Country, where they hope to replicate last year's 21-12 decalling of the Dogs. It's homecoming, it's Westmoreland, and it's Clay County, as the Eagles and the Bulldogs meet for the 18th time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Pound Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our sixth broadcast of this 2020 football season. For the fourth time this year, we're happily in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth high atop Joe Neil Leach Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be describing the action as it unfolds tonight. I'm accompanied on this homecoming night by our network producer and the Horizon Sports Network's reigning Prince of Personality, Rob Edwards.
An appropriate homecoming title, I suppose. It's beginning to feel like fall, gentlemen.
It is. Also joining us is our statistician, analyst, founder, and Mr. HSN, Thomas Weaver.
Thanks for the kind introduction, Daniel. Like you said, back here at home, and boy, am I glad to be here after that rough road trip last week that I honestly really don't want to speak of, Daniel, but, you know, the dogs got their eyes opened up a bit down there at Turney Ford Field Gas.
Yeah, they did, and, you know, we will summarize it after our next break, but it just goes to show you, you know, just when you think things are going great, they can kind of, you can get brought back down to earth a little bit.
Unfortunately, that one's behind us, and we're here right where we're supposed to be here at John Teeble Field. And, yes, there's no place I'd rather be on a football Friday night than saddled up with you two. Appreciate everything you guys always do. And, you know, I expect a big turnout from Bulldog Nation here for homecoming, guys.
I do, too. And what a lot of folks probably don't realize is they're going to see a great football game tonight. They come for the pomp and circumstance and the festivities. But this Westmoreland team's 1-3. Thomas, three tight losses to a 5-0 Macon County team, to a 4-1 Livingston Academy team, and to a 3-2 Trousdale County team. This is a quality football team we're facing.
There are definitely no slouch. Coach Johnson was going to talk about them a little later on in the interview. And I tell you, another group is no slouch, and they've turned out for every game, Daniel, and we need to recognize these guys, and that's those who made our broadcast possible. It's these sponsors. So like we do every week, we want to offer our sincere appreciation to them.
We do, and we've said it before, it's a small community. These same people get hit up numerous times throughout, and they answer the call every time for a lot of different reasons, and we're certainly thankful for them here.
And we also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this thing all started, the Horizon Sports Network, just an extension of our weekly newspaper that we've been doing for the better part of two decades. So we hope folks will get one of those. And up next, as we do every week, just like you said, Daniel, during the pregame show, we're going to talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's loss at Gordonsville. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hall Horizon. You know, Daniel, the headline read, "Dogs Head into Homecoming Following Region Loss to Tigers." The story talked about how Clay County was set to return to John Teeples Field tonight after suffering that tough loss at the hands of Region 4A rival Gordonsville last week in a contentious slugfest on the road, featuring what many considered a battle of the league's top two teams. And the contest was tight throughout, thanks to stifling defensive play from both teams. But field position prevailed, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
It does. You know, Gordonsville took advantage of multiple Clay County turnovers and miscues by cashing it in on short fields. The Dogs survived their first mistake by turning away the Tigers following an interception on the Clay County 9-yard line, but they couldn't overcome a blocked punt on their ensuing possession, which was recovered by Gordonsville to set up goal to go from the 5. The Tigers claimed a 6-0 advantage just 2 plays later, with only over 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The Dogs then found a groove, as sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms hooked up with classman Alec Kerr 3 times to put Clay County in business. The first completion, Kerr turned into a 35-yard gain, and the second he took all the way down to the Gordonsville 8-yard line, but that's where the drive stalled, and the Dogs turned the ball over on downs on a 4th-and-goal to end the threat. A Tiger 3-and-out followed before the team swapped interceptions when senior Bryson Burgett picked off the Gordonsville quarterback to answer an arms-deflected pass that found the open arms of the opponent. Unfortunately, Clay County squandered the opportunity when they came up empty on another 4th-down try, and the Tigers again took advantage. Gordonsville found pay dirt with 46 ticks left in the first half on their ensuing possession before adding a 2-point conversion and carrying a 14-0 lead into the break. The defensive struggle continued in the third quarter as neither team found a rhythm, but the Tigers went on to put the game away on the first play of the final frame with 6 more. Like the entirety of the contest, defense dominated the remainder of the fourth quarter, which featured a half dozen punts and a Tiger missed field goal. Final score, Gordonsville 20, Clay County 9.
Like you talked about, Daniel, the Clay County defense did hold Gordonsville, and they did it, held them less than 150 total yards, but the Dogs suffered the same offensive fate. Clay County can only muster 111 yards on 46 offensive plays, including an anemic 10 yards rushing. Junior Carson Sharp had the most yards on the ground, 12 carries for 13 yards, and Arms had 7 carries for 4 yards, and sophomore Joseph Markham had 1 for negative 7. Arms did complete 10 of 25 passes for 99 yards, and sophomore Jimmy Burchett had 1 completion to Arms for 2 yards. Kerr was the leading receiver with 8 catches for 73 yards. Jimmy Burchett had 2 catches for 19 yards, and senior Jacob Burnett caught 1 for 7 yards. Defensively, junior Wade Coons and Markham led the way with 5 tackles each. Senior Dalton Gold had 4. Kerr, Arms, and sophomores John Hamilton and Levi Garrett all had 3 stops apiece. Bryson Burchett, who also had the interception, Burnett, and fellow senior Seth Eads each had 2 tackles, while Sharp, Jimmy Burchett, and freshman Tyler Wattle all had 1 tackle. Folks, next week get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game versus Westmoreland in your Del Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Eagles here on Homecoming Night on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for three consecutive seasons and have 22 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 9-22. Their furthest advancement was the semifinals in 1985. The Eagles have made eight consecutive postseasons and 26 overall playoff appearances, dating back to 1977. West Moreland has a playoff record of 21-27. Their furthest advancement is the semifinals in both 1977 and 1986. These teams are meeting for the 18th time in their histories, first squaring off in 1973. The Bulldogs' largest margin of victory came in 1981's Wilson World Mid-State Bowl, where they defeated the Eagles 48-12. The Eagles' largest margin of victory was 60-0 when the teams met in 2006. The longest winning streak of the series is active and owned by West Moreland. They ride a six-game win streak, which dates back to 1983, into tonight's contest. Overall, the Black and Gold have a 7-10 record against West Moreland. I'm going to let Thomas share the entirety of the series stat leaders that have taken place against West Moreland. These go back to some pretty legendary names back in the heyday of Salina football.
No doubt about it. The Hall of Famer Dwayne McLaren is a rushing yardage leader against the Eagles. He had 200 yards in 1979. Passing yardage, Gary Short had 245 in 1983. Gary Eads is a passing TD leader with three in 1981. And then sacks. Tom White had four sacks against Westmoreland in 1982 and interceptions. Here's a name that's going to be on the field tonight, Carson Sharp. Last season had two picks. I hope he gets one of those tonight.
I do as well. One you skipped over, Thomas, receiving touchdowns. Al McLaren in that same game in 1981, where Gary Eads threw three touchdown passes, all three of them coming to Al McLaren. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we'll return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Johnny and Joanne McLaren. So far this season, we've discussed the 1950, 55, 60, 65, and 1970 Bulldog teams. Tonight, we continue our journey with 1975. The fall of Saigon ended the Vietnam War. Muhammad Ali defeated Joe Frazier after 14 rounds in the thrill in Manila. Saturday Night Live premiered, and Harold Watson found himself in his fourth year as the Bulldog head coach. This is a team, Thomas, that Coach Watson found himself trying to replace 10 to 11 seniors who had exited after 1974, kind of a rebuild year, and they fooled around and had a pretty good season. We're going to run through that schedule in a minute. They put up 22 points a game, pretty strong offensively. Unfortunately, they did allow 24 points a game, so had some cracks on the defensive side. But before we break down the schedule, I'm going to let you share who the players were.
I'll do it, Daniel. I'll tell you something, though, to take a little time here. Always heard about Coach Watson, seen him throughout my life. I had the pleasure of sitting down beside him at the barbecue here a few days ago. First time, I just took it upon myself and introduced myself and asked him who he was, and just really enjoyed talking to him. Of course, he remembered Uncle Bill and all of that, and we talked about football for just a minute until I got my sandwich. But, you know, a guy our age may not have ever met a legend like him, and that was my first time.
That's true. I'm just like you. I've seen the man several times.
Right.
Had
knew
not
he
been
was.
In conversation with him.
Right. So I enjoyed that. But anyway, eight freshmen on this team. We have Hall of Famer James Bartlett, Tommy Buford, Anthony Collins, Barry McLaren, Joe McLaren, Jock McLaren, James Plumley, and Jerry Roach, and then seven sophomores led by Ricky Barlow, Terry Carmack, Jack Eads, Stephen Melton, Dennis Strong, Mike Rich, and Michael Walker, and then a big class of juniors, Daniel, a dozen of them, Ralph Andrews, Kenny Birdwell, Stacy Brown, Ronnie Buford, William Collins, Tommy Mabry, Eddie McLaren, Johnny Booger McLaren, Gary Stick Plumley, Jeff Short, Bobby Williams, and Roger Short. And then six seniors. They were led by Clifton Bowles, Martin Brown, Ricky Buford, Greg Davis, James Hamilton, and Kevin Donaldson, who is also in the Hall of Fame. And again, head coach by Harold Watson, assistant coaches Jerry Eads and Joe Neal Eads, and manager Johnny Lynn. As we say every week, a lot of legendary names there.
There are, and that big junior class that you ran through, that cool dozen of them, they went on the next year in 76. Put together a stellar campaign, participated in the Lions Bowl. This was a season that was kind of in between, as we mentioned. Only six seniors, small group there, and although it was a quality group, though, nonetheless. Let's take a look through the schedule that they played in 1975. They opened up the season with a pair of losses, the first one to Oliver Springs, 6-29, and one of the few times we've ever played Oliver Springs. Then the second game of the season had a close loss to Westmoreland, who's here tonight to play Clay County. The score in that one, 6-12. I actually had the chance to sit down with Kevin Donaldson this morning, who was a senior on this squad. Westmoreland was actually trailing Salina 6-0 going into the fourth, scored 12 points in that fourth quarter to put down the Bulldogs. So they opened up the season 0-2 and then started to climb back out of the hole a little bit. got on track with a big win over Baxter, 44-14. And in that one, it was highlighted by a 78-yard rushing touchdown by quarterback Roger Short and also Johnny Booger McLaren, who needs to be in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. He had two interceptions in that ball game, Thomas. And then this fourth game that they had, a loss to Gordonsville, and unfortunately we know about that here in Bulldog Country, 12-34 to the Tigers, before winning two in a row, 26-12 over Monterey, 40-14 over Red Bull and Springs, and then they had a big showdown in the seventh game of the year with an undefeated Watertown squad. They came into it 6-0, did the Purple Tigers. It was a tight game. Ralph Andrews had 168 rushing, had a good ground game that night. Johnny McLaren and Roger Short hooked up on a big long 80-yard touchdown pass together, but is just not enough to beat the strong Watertown team. Final score in that one, Salina 8, Watertown 20. Then they lost to White House 22-47, and that was one that a few more highlights. Kevin Dawson, 3 receiving touchdowns, all off the arm of Roger Short. Big game there.
It was, and you know, you mentioned a second ago, I'm going to expand on it. You know, Roger Short's in the Hall of Fame, Kevin is. There's several that are. You're right, Booger needs to be, and let's hope he gets there. He just needs nominated. But we've called his name so many times throughout these history segments since we've been doing it.
That's right. And we're not saying that just because he sponsors this
particular
segment.
That's right. He also sponsors the history segment.
It's the truth. They finished up in the 1975 year with a loss to Marion County, 28-39, before beating Jackson County, 22-14. So a 4-6 season, couple close losses there, easily could have been 6-4. But a 4-6 year for a pretty good football team. Thomas, I'll let you share the cheerleaders and the football queen from that season.
Well, another unique cheerleader picture here, Daniel. We had a stacked TP last week. We've got a triangle formation here with Carol Poindexter, Gina Melton, Renee Cardona, Rita Savage, Charlotte Watson, Donna Craighead, Nikki Masters, Tammy Bailey, and Gay Ann Stone. And again, these photos will be in your Del Hollow Horizon, so check out that photograph.
And the football queen that year was Sandra Kerr, appropriate to announce her because it's homecoming here tonight at Clay County High School. It's been our pleasure to discuss the 1975 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 45th anniversary. And this has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's homecoming game with Westmoreland, where the 3-2 Dogs will take on the 1-3 Eagles in a tough non-conference matchup. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today again.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, Captain Thomas.
Well, we made it to the halfway point, Coach, and I thought it might be a good time for us to get caught up on things. You know, we're coming into this season, we didn't know if we were going to play or not, and we've got five games under our belt. Overall, not a bad start to the 2020 campaign at 3-2 with the level of competition you played against.
Well, you know, that's something we knew, you know, going all along. You know, we've got some older guys that do a lot for us. There's just not many of them. Got a lot of youth in a lot of places. But overall, I mean, I think they're playing hard. They're playing well. It's just something to also take into consideration. You know, we had to pick up two games, a midnight hour for Kentucky. And, you know, historically, you know, you can sit here and argue that, you know, we could be 4-1 at this point in time, or we couldn't. That's the point is, you know, I don't see any reason to be down, you know, right now at all. And, you know, that's the hardest part of our schedule.
No doubt. Yeah, and like you're talking about, the two losses have come to good teams. You know, this is not an easy schedule as you look ahead and see how people are, going this year. You know, you got White County coming up. They're playing really well. You go back to Stone and Columbia Academy and some of these. So, you know, the two losses, not bad, really.
No, not necessarily. And, you know, you look at a Gordonsville team that, you know, they got a few more guys out of the hallway than the year before, had a couple move in to really help them out. You know, you know, not to take anything away from their core nucleus of guys, but, you know, you get five or six starters in, that's a game changer.
No doubt about it. And I debated on bringing it up because that was a tough one last week,
yeah,
Coach.
I mean,
your guys laid it all on the line, but just, you know, just didn't come out the way we wanted it to.
You know, unfortunately, you know, if you ever walk away from a game, you know, thinking you've called the perfect game, you've done all the right things, I think you're doing yourself and your team a disservice. You know, looking back at it, there's a couple of different things, you know, we wish we would have done. But, you know, at the end of it, you know, they were just better than us that night. And that's what you go off of. But it's not the end of the season. You know, we can still, you know, there's scenarios where we can still get one. We can still get two. You know, we can still host here.
Right.
I mean, that's still a really good year. That's still within our grasp.
Well, that was the goal last year,
right,
going in, you know, be one of those top two teams. Definitely still got a shot at coming in at number two. And like you say, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
And, you know, you talk about that game, and I know you guys have taken ownership of it, the players, the coaches, everybody. You know, it's on everybody. But I thought the competition was there. Your guys hung in there, you know, held Gordonsville to under 150 yards. We just couldn't get above that ourselves.
No, and that's hard. You know, they Carter was good anyway, you know, up there at the defensive tackle. And, you know, they had Randall Ray transfer in from Smith County. He's a 400-pound bencher in himself, you know.
Right.
It's hard, you know, when those guys, you know, not to take anything away from ours, but you're talking about two grown 18-, 19-year-old men that are close to 300 pounds apiece.
Right.
That's hard to deal with. And you know, when that's, like I said, it's neither here nor there. That's not the reason why we lost that game. You know, people want to go back. Officiating was, look, officials don't win or lose games.
Right.
You know, that's just not how it works. You know, we win together, we lose together. I mean, that's how it is. You know, we're not going to sit here and pinpoint it. Hey, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault. Absolutely not. You know, the only statistic at the end of the day that matters is what your team does overall. And, you know, we're all accountable on that end. And definitely the coaching staff, and you know, looking forward, we'll do a better job preparing and everything down the road.
And it came down to a field position game, really, Coach. You know, I think we gave it to them on a short field about five or six times, held them two or three. You know, it's hard to hold a team from the 20-yard line and keep them out of the end zone. And, you know, they just got in there three times, 20 to nothing lost. But, you know, it was a slugfest.
It was. And, you know, like I said, I'm proud of how hard our kids play. You know, the unnecessary penalties, and you know, you can, through various avenues or miscues or mistakes, you know, you can say, were they really there, were they not? Some were blatantly there. I mean, you know, it happens, and you know, sometimes, unfortunately, that's what you get with youth, and that's not to knock anybody, you know. Hey, those guys, they're great ball players, you know. They've done so many things for us at a young age already. It's going to keep improving and keep getting better, but you know, going into Gordonsville and never playing there in that atmosphere, you know, on a high school level, you know, because we had them home last year, that's intimidating, you know, for a 15, 16-year-old young man, you know, going against 18, 19-year-olds. The bleachers are shaking. There's truck horns going off. I mean, it's a big today.
Definitely a feature game of the week for sure. And, you know, we talked about it and touched on it. You could get another shot at the Tigers down the road.
It's possible. You know, anything's – hey, first off, it's 2020. You know, anything is possible at this point. You know, I really believe that. But, yeah, it could happen.
And coming into the night, I know these guys are a little banged up and maybe heard maybe Alec Kerr might be on the shelf for a little while nursing a few injuries. Talk about that and the others I think you may have.
Well, you know, we've got a few banged up here and there. You know, Alec Kerr is unfortunately out. What it comes down to is, you know, you want to win them all. You do. I mean, you want to be battle-tested, which at this point we are. You know, we played some serious slugfest and matches, but, you know, we need to get healthy. And, you know, definitely with Alec, you know, he there's several things, you know, going on with him that he just can't recuperate from. And you want to win them all. You definitely want to win homecoming. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a non-region game. Not saying we can't win without Alec. You know, we've got some good ball players. But, you know, when it comes to those situations, I feel like that's the only choice you can make.
Right. Get them healthy. And besides that, like you said, it is homecoming. And we know coaches always love that. Talk
well,
about how you can handle the distraction of it.
You know, the thing about it is I try not to come off as – by humbug, you know, all the time with homecoming. That's great, you know. Have school spirit, have fun. But the thing that I make sure I tell our kids every day, especially on homecoming week, it's like, hey, guys, you know, have fun. Enjoy the moment. That's great. But don't forget why there is homecoming. There is no homecoming without the game. You know, let's not lose track of that.
No doubt. And our opponent, Westmoreland, it's never going to be easy. We saw that last year. You know, they're 1-3, but the three losses have come to good teams: Levis Academy, Macon County, Troutdale County, and pretty close ones too. This Eagle team coming in here isn't going to be no slouch.
No, and they never are. You know, they have a long-standing tradition. You know, Coach Perry does a fantastic job with them. You know, they are so well disciplined. They're gritty. They're physical. You know, it's always a good game. You know, regardless if they have athletes or not, they just produce such gritty, physical kids.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a slug match. And, you know, at the end of the day, we hope to come on top of that. But it'll be, you know, another good, true measuring stick. But in a lot of ways, they're a lot like us, you know, as far as, you know, records are not indicative of who we are. You know, we're not afraid to play anybody. Neither are they, obviously, you know, and you know, unfortunately, they've suffered a few losses, just like we have to bigger schools or things of that avenue, or played people tight within their region. Nobody's blew them out.
No.
You know, it's not going to happen. And, you know, that goes down to them being, you know, well-coached, being fundamental. And, you know, to beat them, you've got to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. So it's going to be a tall task.
Tell us a little bit about Westmoreland. What have we got to do to come out on top tonight, Coach?
Well, number one thing is you know, historically, this must just be a Westmoreland thing. Their best player is always going to be their fullback.
Right.
You know, that's true to the case on this one. You know, they've got a really good fullback. Not as lower-end heavy as the one from the year before.
Yeah,
he was a load. You know, not to take anything away from this one. They rotate two guys in there, but really keying up on that fullback, trying to corral everything on the perimeter with our speed versus theirs. They're dabbling a little midline, little veer, little okay. things like that. So, you know, if we play gap sound, responsible football, and, you know, if we can just maintain up front and, you know, get back to that, you know, gritty physical, see how we bounce back, you know, from struggling up front the week before offensively. And, you know, I think those are really the keys to it. I mean, let's slow down the fullback. Let's watch out for the option and let's handle them up front.
Sounds good. A little bit of redemption for that offensive defensive line. We're looking forward to it, Coach. Appreciate you sitting down with us.
No problem.
Good luck tonight. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Well, guys, let's jump into it here. Columbia Academy Bulldogs fell to 0-4. The 21-6 loss to Nashville Christian. Columbia Academy's next two games have been canceled due to COVID. Stone Memorial also fell to 1-4. The 28-6 loss to Livingston. This week they host the Yellow Jackets of Kingston High School.
I thought you were going to say TC.
Some of the jackets we know in this part.
Yeah. There's must be more jackets in East Tennessee than in Middle Tennessee. Joe Burns Red Devils improved to 3-2 after a 44-6 thrashing of Red Bull and Springs. They are hosting in-county rival East Robertson this week in a game we're going to pick here on the Horizon Sports Network. I went first the last 2 weeks, so
I'll go first. We handled the Red Devils here at home, but they're playing at home. We've seen that atmosphere down there, in-county rival. I think East Robertson's down a little bit. I'm going with Joe Burns at home.
I guess I'm picking second. Daniel's looking at me here. I think East Robertson's played a pretty tough schedule. I think I'm going to give them the advantage. I'm going to go with East Rob at Joe Burns.
I'll go Red Devils.
The Cumberland County Jets fell to 0-5 after a 48-7 loss at Macon County. It doesn't get any better for them this week. They're hosting the Walker Valley Mustangs.
Walker Valley is the ones that whooped the snot out of somebody last week.
White County.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, White County. Gordonsville Tigers improved to 3-2 after that 20-0 shutout over Clay County. Their game this week was supposed to be at Coalfield, and that game has also been canceled.
I'd like to have seen that one play out right there. Two traditional programs right there. Hate to see that one fall by the wayside.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that would have been one of the picks this week that we would have done for sure. So. Westmoreland 1-3 here tonight after a 17-0 loss to Trousdale County last week. Pickett County fell to 1-4 after being beat 47-12 by Monterey last week. They are at Sail Creek. So it's 1-4 Pickett County at 0-4 Sail Creek. Another game we're going to pick. Bobcats.
Pickett County where?
At Sail Creek.
Ben Lee Stadium, baby. Bobcats big.
Sail Creek.
I'm gonna go with you, Thomas. I'm gonna go Sail Creek.
Now wait a minute. You're always a Bobcat. You kind of like them. You thought they were in the playoffs about 3 years ago.
Well, not this week, I don't. White County fell to 1-3 after that 49-14, whatever you called it, destruction by Walker Valley. This week they host York. Monterey Wildcats 3-0. After a 47-12 win at Pickett County, this week they're at Jackson. 3-0 Monterey at 4-1 Jackson, the game we're going to pick.
I'll go Blue Devils.
At Jackson County.
At Jackson.
I think so. I think I've got to go with Sean Lofton and the Blue Devils. I don't know that I've ever done that in my entire life, but they're playing Monterey, and I think the number 10 Wildcats fall tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I mean, I'd love to pick Monterey and pick up a game maybe if they won, but I think I'm going to have to go with Jackson here. Red Bull and Springs fell to 0-5 after a 44-6 loss to Joe Burns. This week they host the Oakdale Eagles. We you want to talk about how we fared so far to date, and you probably don't, but I do. I'm 11-5, Daniel's 9-7, and Thomas, you are 6-10. But, you know, you still got a chance.
Well.
Yeah, it's only half the season. We've got 5 weeks in front of us.
It is. It is.
We've got to pick a few more games.
Plus, hopefully, a few playoff weeks we can pick some games. So, you know, it's not over yet, but.
Playoff picks count as double points, right?
I love how you change the rules to your advantage. Folks, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are 15 minutes away from kickoff here. Homecoming night, Clay County High School. Please stay with us.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. It's time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs should win tonight. Big game, Thomas, coming off that big loss at Gordonsville. Definitely need a rebound. How's it going to happen starting with offense?
Well, on the offensive side of the ball, we didn't see this last week. So, to me, on that side of the ball, we need to establish that line of scrimmage. We talk about it a lot. This game's going to come down to the trenches, I think, and we need to do that by establishing a little downhill rushing. Don't get me wrong. We've got the weapons to go to the air, and we've proven we can. But I would like to see maybe a little bit of that two-back set we saw against Joe Burns. Get that lead block going again, get downhill, dominate and set the tone.
I hope we do. Clay County rushing for 150 on average a game. Need that more tonight. What about the defensive side?
Well, we haven't really touched on it yet, but, you know, we're a little banged up. And the biggest loss, of course, we talked about in an interview with Coach, is Alec Kerr, who we kind of think of as our old, you know, kind of the go-to guy on the offensive side of the ball. But to me, we may miss him more on the defensive side, Daniel. You told me, I think we had to move four or five guys around just to fill his safety spot back there. So to me, that transition for those guys will be key. But it's going to come down to who's the toughest up the gut, Daniel. Can we stop their straight-ahead fullback run? We saw it last year. We're going to see it again this year. That's their M.O. You know, it's going to be smash-mouth football from Westmoreland. So how does that affect pulling Levi Garrett out to a linebacker? How does that one change affect the whole defense?
You know, it's a tough one because Westmoreland's going to run a lot of option tonight, and that's not something we see week in, week out. It's going to be a triple option style veer offense, and you've got to be very disciplined in your eye discipline, what you're looking at, your keys. So it's going to be a big defense tonight, isn't it?
I think so.
What about the overall key in this big game?
Well, to me, it's just getting our heads right. You know, to me, Gordonsville got in our heads last week, and honestly, they intimidated us a little bit with their style of play, and we just didn't give it back to them. Tonight, I think we need to play with that chip on our shoulder, Daniel, and come out and give it to the Eagles, kind of like Gordonsville gave it to us. I know this one really doesn't mean anything. It's a non-region game, but I think this one means a lot for the psyche of this Bulldog team. It's time for the Dogs to get up off the mat and get back to playing Bulldog football, and I think they will. Our guys are players, you know. We talk about that. They love the game. They were born to play the game, and I think they're going to prove that again tonight.
Well, you know, last week, and we've talked about it personally a little bit together, one of the first times. Now, Clay County, the players did not quit. Let me make that point. They did not quit. But it was the first time I had seen them play without emotion.
Right.
Just really flat throughout the whole contest. And that's the monkey. They've got to get off their back more than that's got more to do with us than it does Westmoreland, don't it?
And tonight is the game. They got to do that to get this season back on track. I mean, I know they're 3-2, got a winning record. But tonight, to me, is crucial.
I agree. Folks, that's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently is 70 degrees in Salina. At halftime, it'll be 67, and then it will drop to 65 by the end of the contest. It is a very moist 85% humidity level here in Salina tonight. Very little precipitation is falling. I think the comment was made just enough to make it hard on the girls in the homecoming parade today with their hair and their makeup. Chance of precipitation is a very minimal 3% throughout this contest. There is a calm wind. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Only
owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlie Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Now we'll wrap up the Car Quiz pregame show with a full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Coach, big night, homecoming. It's time for you to cover it all, just like their agency does.
Fellas, good teams are measured not by losses, but how they respond to those losses. And we'll see tonight how these dogs respond to this loss. The distractions of homecoming, but it shouldn't be a distraction because they should be focused on the game tonight. And the second thing I think we've got to do, our two losses have come in the second half of both those games. We got to play an entire four quarters tonight. If we do that, I expect we'll come out on top.
Always like your coaching insight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Captain's out at midfield flipping the coin. I'm going to go ahead and do the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offense, the line up front, left to right, junior Wade Coons, sophomore Levi Garrett, senior Seth Eads, senior Dalton Gold, and sophomore John Hamilton. Receivers, a pair of seniors, Bryson Burchett and Jacob Burnett, accompanied tonight by sophomore Jimmy Burchett. Fullback, a sophomore Joseph Markham, running back a junior Carson Sharp, and the quarterback a sophomore Keaton Arms. Defensive side of the ball for Clay County, at nose guard, a senior Seth Eads. The defensive tackles, senior Dalton Gold, and sophomore John Hamilton. Inside linebackers, junior Wade Coons, sophomore Joseph Markham and sophomore Levi Garrett. Outside linebackers, senior Bryson Burchett and sophomore Keaton Arms. Cornerbacks, senior Jacob Burnett and junior Carson Sharp, and accompanied back there by safety, sophomore Jimmy Burchett. This has been the State Farm starting lineup, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is time for homecoming football here at Clay County High School. The Dogs, obviously the home team tonight. They have black helmets with black pants and those gold Vegas jerseys on, black numerals on those jerseys. Westmoreland, the visiting squad. The Eagles wear red helmets, red pants, white jerseys with red numerals on them. Clay County, I believe, won the toss and deferred to the second half. If I'm not mistaken, they will kick off from left to right. From our vantage point here, high top John Elite Stadium, to start the contest, Westmoreland going to be traveling from right to left during this first quarter play. Thomas, time to get it on.
It is, Daniel, and a little pep in the step of those gold jerseys down there on this near sideline, it looks like to me, Daniel. Music's blaring here tonight. The track is full. Good crowd on hand. I'm ready
big
for
crowd.
Some good football from this Bulldog team tonight.
Not hardly as big as the capacity crowd we had at Gordonsville for homecoming last year, because Gordonsville traveled very well. But a huge crowd, and I did present that information wrong. Westmoreland will kick off to start this from left to right. From our vantage point, Clay County with Jimmy Burchett back deep to receive is going to be traveling from right to left, driving towards the scoreboard in Proctor Creek here at John Peoples Field. Alec Kerr out for about a month, we hear. We talked about that already during the interview during inside the locker room. Thomas mentioned his keys to the game. Typically, he's the deep threat here on these returns. Jimmy Burchett, pretty dangerous as well, Thomas. He's back standing at the Bulldog 10, ready to receive this kickoff.
And you saw Gordons will go away from Kerr last week anyway. Let's see what the Eagles do here, as Burchett did a pretty good job.
Jacob Burnett fields it at the 20. Here he comes up to the 30, loses a little ground and brought down. Clay County's going to start their first drive of the contest from the Bulldog 28. 72 yards away from the Eagle end zone.
I think a lot's riding on this first drive here for the Clay County offense. You saw them kind of sputter down at Gordonsville, Daniel. They've got to kind of find that identity. You and I talked about it. Not really a true identity to this Bulldog offense. We're halfway through the season.
Less than 100 yards passing a game on average, only 150 rushing. They need better production than that. First down, Keaton Arms in the gun, two wide to either side. Quarterback keeper right up the middle, 30, 35, and he's brought down around the 39-yard line. So a first down plus one more yard, pickup of 11, four arms. And you talked about that, Thomas. We need to see a little more run out of Keaton Arms, and we open up the game with it. On the season, he's averaging six carries a game, but he's getting 6.4 yards a carry. That's including sacks. He's got about 200 yards on the season rushing.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. Let's see if he goes to the air right here.
Same play, Draw play, arms with it off the left side of the offensive line. Gets up to around the 46-yard line. That play originated, as we said, at the Bulldog 39. There is a penalty marker down, though.
You talk about arms, and you know we've seen him heat up at times throwing the ball. But Daniel, he's our most physical runner. He's the biggest, fastest guy we've got. If that makes sense, that combination, and you know I think we need to utilize that.
Officials signaling that the infraction is against Clay County. It's a hold. Took place pretty far downfield though, so the ball is marched back to the 36-yard line where Clay County's got it now first and about 12. Actually, call it first and 13. Arms in the gun. Joseph Markham in his left hip. Jimmy Burchett by himself to the left. Jacob Burnett to the right. Bryson Burchett, the tight end, to the right. Flag down. Clay County without a does not have enough men on the line of scrimmage, I don't think. I believe they were short one player. I could be wrong, as I often am. Another penalty, though, this one against Westmoreland. What was that signal, Coach?
Looked like offsides for the defense there, encroachment, as they call it.
Okay, after two consecutive penalties, one against each team, we now have it first and 8 from the Clay County 41. Arms in the gun, a wide out to either side. It's a two tight end set. Arms puts it in the gut of Sharp. He's up the gut. That was actually Markham on the carry. Sharp on the sideline. Now he comes out. Perhaps a rotation between backs tonight. We'll have to see. The ball is spotted at the 41, so no gain for Markham on his first touch of the contest. Second and 8 now. Scoreless here early. 10:30 and ticking.
I like this start, Daniel. Again, kind of downhill running. We haven't seen anything side to side. Good job by offense coordinator Chris Harris, kind of changing up the game plan here and going straight at the Eagles.
Two back set. Sharp at the right hip, Markham at the left. Sharp motions out of the backfield. Could we be targeting him on a wheel route? Arms rolls to the right, throws it away. He was under pressure. And they're going to call intentional grounding, if I'm not mistaken here. That's a costly one in high school. A loss, a down, plus they march it back 10 yards, if that's the call.
Well, you had a guy in the flat out there, Daniel. You know, he got the arm to the back shoulder right there. Kind of limited that throw. It just ended up going short and into the ground. It doesn't mean he wasn't targeting the guy downfield.
Intentional grounding is the call. There is no tackle box in high school. You watch a pro game or perhaps college, and they talk about getting outside of the tackles, and it's okay to throw it away. There, high school, it's sideline to sideline. No tackle box. Third and a bunch now. The ball is spotted at the Clay County 27-yard line. So Clay County plagued with penalties early in this one. They've got it third and around 20 to go. I hope either we go deep or just play it safe and for the punt. I hope we don't go across the middle into a dangerous area here. Arms in the gun. A wide out to either side, tight end to either side. Arms going to throw. He goes right down the gut in the seam, and it's intercepted. I was fearful of that happening, and it does so. A turnover for Clay County here on this opening drive. That's just, you know, you've got it third and 20-something. Thomas, safeties are sitting there. They know it's not run. They're watching. They're waiting. They're jumping on the ball. They either go to the sideline where only your guy can get it or just run a little safe play. We paid the cost there for the risk.
We did. Double coverage down the middle. That was Burchett there. He had him for just a minute, but the safety come over and pinched it down. Fortunately, Daniel, it's just across midfield, so very similar to a punt from deep in your own territory.
Here, Westmoreland comes quickly, first and 10 from the Clay County 46. They take over with a short field. 10 minutes on this first quarter clock, 0-0 the score.
Wade Coombs coming from that middle linebacker position over to make that stop off tackle, Daniel.
They did take over with the short field, 46 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Picked up 3, making it 2nd and 7. Westmoreland quarterback is Riker Hodge. He's in the gun. Quick screen out to the left side. Ball's caught. Receiver's up the sideline. Has the first down and a little bit more before he's brought down by the defensive back playing on that side, Jacob Burnett, the man on the tackle. First down for the Eagles, though. We said we would see a heavy dose of the run out of him, and I believe we will, but quickly a pass.
Yeah, went to the boundary on both plays there, kind of went to the outside off tackle to the near sideline, and then, like you say, a little quick screen and first down. and they're rolling.
Ball at the Clay County 32-yard line where it's first and 10 Eagles. They break huddle, come up to the line. Hodge going to be under center for this one. Two back set behind him. Tall sweep to the right side. Ball carrier is brought down. Dalton Gold, tackle for loss. The two-time All-Stater getting it going early in this one. He has been quiet lately on the defensive side of the ball. I'd love to see a big night out of him.
Well, you know, like I say, he's been double-teamed and triple-teamed all year long. Westmore may have forgot what they've got to do against Dalton Goad. He broke free there, Daniel, and you're not getting out of that grasp of Dalton Goad. He brings you to the ground every time.
Ball carrier was fullback junior Riley Mizrahi. Hodge under center from the Clay County 39. Hands off to wing back. He's around the left side. Does not get much there. Ends up breaking a couple dog tackles, though, and squirting ahead for a few positive yards. Advances up to the Bulldogs 31, where it's going to be third and medium.
I think that was the senior Seth Eads making the stop downfield there, Daniel. You know, he's getting another start up there in that defensive line as a senior. He played really well, I thought, in relief of Gold earlier this year.
He was one of the four guys moved with Kerr being out. Burchett, Jimmy Burchett, goes back to safety. Arms leaves the inside, goes to outside backer. Garrett goes from tackle to inside backer, and Eads comes off the sideline to get the start on the defensive line. Third and eight for Westmoreland. Hodge under center. Reverse play, little crisscross reverse. Clay County sniffs it out, though. Nothing doing there. Westmoreland running this wing tee offense that they've used for so long over there. Clay County thus far doing a nice job with it.
They
Four
are.
Down.
Got to give that one also to the senior Dalton Goad. Stayed at home, Daniel, caught it underneath.
Fourth and six for the Eagles. They will go for it. They've got it in four down territory at the Clay County 28. 7.5 minutes here and ticking. Opening quarter play, scoreless ball game. Clay County was plagued on their first possessions by penalties and a turnover. Hodge under center, fourth and six for the Eagles. Veer play. Oh, ball's loose. Clay County, either way, whether we recovered the fumble or not, it's a turnover on downs. Westmoreland gets no yardage on the play. It was fourth and six. Clay County going to take over. Great defense by the Dogs.
It was. Like you say, maybe a little midline there, Daniel. I think you pulled it and tried to follow the back through on that one. That was Seth Eads, the senior, again, stopping it up in there. He had help, but I've got to give it to Eads.
Dogs take over with the football setting at the Clay County 28-yard line. 72 yards away from the Eagle end zone.
Big stop by the Bulldog defense right there, kind of bailing the dog out. Let's see if they can take advantage.
Arms in the gun for the second black and gold possession. Here's the snap. Hand off to Sharp. He's inside with it. Has a little bit of a push before he's brought backwards by the Eagle defensive front. They will give Carson positive yardage, though. Not a huge gain, but something was, there was a little meat on the bone that time. We'll call pick up a two as the ball's now at the Clay County 30. Second and eight, Dogs break huddle. Jimmy Burchett split by himself to the left. We're running two wideouts, one to the side. And two tight ends. Bryson Burchett's playing one tight end. I'm not sure who that other one is over there. Arms in the gun. Gives to Sharp. He's around the left side trying to get the edge. He cannot do it, but he breaks a tackle. Now he's got the edge. 35, almost up to the 40. He's brought down. Almost broke that one. It looked like a busted play from the get-go. Sharp using his blazing speed, though, to beat the Eagles to the corner. Stuck his foot in the ground. Got north and south on the sideline. And it advances up to the Bulldog 37.
Not much of a gain there, Daniel, but like you say, Sharp made something out of nothing there.
Third and one now. Manageable down for the Dogs. Jimmy Burchett to the left, Jacob Burnett to the right. Burchett and an unknown dog, the tight ends. Westmoreland jumps. Should be a first down for Clay County. Keaton Arms doing a nice job this season using that hard count. It bit him last week at Gordonsville. Had a costly penalty against ourselves this time. Clay County gets the win on the penalty, though.
Well, just the first down, Daniel, here is huge for this Clay County offense. You know, nothing went right, basically, down there at Gordonsville, to save that one drive where Kerr had the two or three pass receptions that they turned it over on down. So just something positive for this team is huge.
Dogs 8 yards from midfield at the 42. Arms hands off to Sharp. He's right up the gut. Has a little room. He's at the 50. Going to be brought down at midfield. 8-yard pickup for Carson Sharp. I like to see Clay County going right at the heart of that Eagle defense, and they're getting positive yardage as they do it. Carson Sharp's been the workhorse this year for Clay County. We see he's averaging 86 yards per game on the ground, has 430 total on the season through the first half. Second and two now from midfield.
You can kind of see this offensive line coming on here, Daniel, creating some creases for Sharp as they move it down the field.
Arms with it, gives to Sharp, has the first down and more. 45 into Eagle territory now, brought down at the Westmoreland 43. Now, Westmoreland does have a 1-3 record, but as we talked about, this is a good football team. They lost a close game to undefeated Macon County. They lost a close game to 4-1 Livingston. They lost a close game to 3-2 Trousdale.
All so, low-scoring games,
yes.
Too. The largest margin was 17-0 shutout that Trousdale put on them. The other ones were like two-point games.
5 minutes left in the first quarter. Scoreless here still at John Teeples Field. Clay County snapping on the fifth play of their second possession of this contest. Arms pulls it out of the gut of Sharp, keeps it himself, gets about three off the right-hand side, working behind Levi Garrett and John Hamilton. Actually, that's Gold and Hamilton that play on that side. Garrett's on the left. Okay, we've got an update from Coach Edwards, who has conveniently taken off his microphone. Gold's on the sideline with maybe just a hit to the thigh. Said it was a bit of a thigh injury. Hopefully nothing too serious. Second and two now from the Westmoreland 41-yard line. Actually, not second and two, second and eight after two was picked up on first down. Arms in the gun, gets the snap, whistles blow. Clay County going to have an offensive infraction here. Penalties are going to have to stop, Thomas.
I agree with you. You know, Coach kind of talked about it going into the Gordonsville game and probably touched on it in the final word tonight. You know, Clay County's just not playing clean lately. You know, it's uncharacteristic of this team. We haven't seen that until the last couple of games, so they just got to clean it up here. They're getting control of this line of scrimmage, it looks like, getting some gains. You can't hurt yourself.
Second and 13 now for the Dogs from the Westmoreland 46. Option play, left side, arms with it, keeps him himself, 40, 35.
Push it to
stiff-armed an eagle into the turf here at John Teeples Field, and the sophomore quarterback powers his way for a black and gold first down.
Like I say, he just bowls over people, Daniel. He stiff-armed one guy, but he planted three on their backs right there as he finished that run here on the sideline.
He's a thick kid. You know, you walk up to him and see him and talk to him. There's nothing small about him. He's a good-sized young man, and Clay County's now got it to the 28 after his powerful run there. First and 10 from the Westmoreland 28. 4 minutes left in this opening quarter. Scoreless ball game. Arms in the gun. Markham the fullback, Sharp the tailback. Hand off to Carson. He's around right side, tries to get the edge. Cuts back now into the heart of the defense. Has a little seam. Has blocking. 25, 20, still on his feet. 15-yard line. He's drove out of bounds. Could be the 16. We'll have to check the spot. Quality run by the junior Carson Sharp there. It was designed to go to the right. Nothing was home there. He cuts back against the grain.
He did, and the outside receiver downfield blocking. Arms even got a chip on somebody when he was reverse field. And then he put a juke on a guy, broke him out of his shoes right there, Daniel, and he hit the ground before he took it out of bounds.
First and 10 from the Westmoreland 16. Arms in the gun, eighth play of the drive. Hand off to Sharp again. Once again, he cuts back, gets up to the 15, now brought down. I don't even think they're going to give him that positive yardage. No gain there, setting up second and 10. Clay County getting ready for the ninth play of this drive. It began back at the Bulldog 28. The ball currently rests at the Eagle 16. 3.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. Scoreless contest so far. Clay County driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Arms in the gun for second and 10. Burgett to the left, Burnett to the right. Here's the snap, option play, left side. Pitch to Sharp, balls on the ground, and it's recovered by Westmoreland. Catastrophe striking here. Clay County finally getting over the mistakes. Even though they have penalties, they're starting to drive, sniff in the end zone, and the second turnover. Thomas, two offensive possessions, two turnovers.
Yeah, Daniel, and you can see this team's wanting to roll. I mean, they're putting it on the ground. They're doing good things. That offensive line is rooting and working in there. Sharp's gaining yards, you know, Arms too. That was just one of those, I don't know, good pitch by Arms. Kind of hit Sharp you know, right in the chest. I don't know if he wasn't expecting it, the angle of the pitch. I'm not sure what it was, but bottom line, it's Westmoreland football as that one hit the turf.
First and 10 Eagles from their own 20, 80 yards from the Bulldog end zone. Handoff around left side. Wingback has some room there. He's got the first down and more before he's taken out of bounds by Levi Garrett. The sophomores made the move tonight to inside linebacker due to the Alec Kerr injury, and he records a stop there. But only after number 20, Colin Castile, the senior wingback, gets a first down for the Eagles that now sits at the Westmoreland 33. 13-yard pickup.
Got to go back to that turnover, Daniel. You know, we saw Arms cut the last run option up. That one, he just got had a guy kind of slow playing him there and made the pitch. And like I say, it's a good pitch. Just ended up on the ground.
First and 10 Eagles, Hodge under center. Midline play to the left, give to the fullback inside. Mizra high on the carry. Little to no gain. Wade Coons in there bringing the heat. I heard the thump all the way up here. High top Joe Nugget Stadium. Pick up a one for Mizra High, setting up second and nine. 2:45 left in this opening quarter. Been a quick one. 0-0 so far. Two turnovers for Clay County. They drove the ball, picked up four first downs on nine plays before they turned it over the last time. They had things clicking. Hopefully they can keep the Eagles out of the end zone here, keep it scoreless. Hodge under center, second and eight. Motion in the backfield from a wing. Give to Mizra High inside. He picks up around five, advancing up to the Eagle 40-yard line. They have it now 10 yards from midfield. Going to be third and about three.
Big third down coming up right here, Daniel. That was Levi Garrett again. He's playing well from that inside linebacker spot. Two tackles in a row.
We've got to remember his dad, Kenny Garrett, all-time leading tackler at Solana High School from that inside linebacker spot.
Probably the greatest linebacker of all time here.
Third and long one. Ball at the 40. Big play here for Clay County. Hodge under center, double wing set with a fullback behind. Give to Mizra High.
Yep.
He does not get the first down, I believe.
Joseph Markham coming in, knifing through, Daniel. I think it's going to be short. They give him a good spot, though.
Second effort on it for Mizra High. Chains do move, I believe. They may measure. No, not even close enough to measure. First down for Westmoreland.
Friendly spot on that one, Daniel. You know, Markham kind of spun him down. That shoulder hit before he took that second roll to pick up that first down.
1 minute and 20 seconds left here in this opening quarter of action. 0-0 the score. First and 10, Westmoreland. They have it from their own 42, 58 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Hodge in the gun. Play action pass. Has plenty of time to throw. Goes deep downfield for the post route. Incomplete. Jacob Burnett with good coverage there in the hip pocket of the intended receiver, Eli Stafford.
It's a two-man route from the outside. They both broke it to the hashes and took it up the seam. The problem, plenty of time for that Eagle quarterback down there. No pass rush to speak of. He had all day to look at that one.
Going to be second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Clock does stop. 1:07 left in this opening quarter. Westmoreland going shotgun here. Three wideouts to the right, one to the left. A long back at the hip of Hodge, who runs a quarterback keeper, and he's going to have the first down into Bulldog territory before he's run out of bounds by two different dogs. Yep. And a flag goes down. This could be a late hit out of bounds against Clay County. Hopefully not a personal foul.
You know, Joseph Markham was chasing that play down and kind of dove and got him around the waist, Daniel. I'm not sure if somebody came in and tried to finish it off late.
Face mask penalty, Coach Edwards says.
Adding to it, Daniel. Deep into Bulldog territory. 15-yarder, I guess.
Yeah. Sixth play of this Eagle drive coming, first and 10. They've got it in great field position now from the Clay County 31.
We've seen penalties kill us on offense. That one hurt us on the defensive side. Here come the Eagles.
Hodge back under center. Hand off to wing back around left side. He's got a huge gain. Has the first down and more before he's ran out of bounds. Clay County not used to seeing this wing T attack, and they're giving up some yardage here. Honestly, for the first time this year that we've seen a team get it in chunks against Clay County. And we've had some tackles for awesome good plays as well. Timeout taken on the field by Clay County. Coach Johnson wants to talk to his defense. 44 seconds left in the first quarter. Scoring us.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Back here, Coach Edwards has updated us that Dalton Goad's still out. He's on the sideline with his helmet off, potential thigh injury. First and 10, Westmoreland. Hand off to Mizrahi. He's off the left side. Coast the first down yardage before he's brought down by a host of dogs. It was at the far side of John Temple's field away from us on the far hash. I have no idea who made the stop. Freshman Tyler Waffle checking in. His sophomore Stone Lynn checks out.
So we've got Lynn, Waffle, we've got several different players. You know, we're not very deep.
First and goal, Westmoreland. From the dog 6-yard line. Tackle for loss made. And it's going to be Tyler Waffle immediately coming in. Hard to call that one a sack. Thomas, it was an option play keeper, but it was the quarterback behind the line, so credit the freshman. First quarter does end. Clay County 0, Westmoreland 0. Westmoreland with it. Second goal when we come back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Going to be second and goal here from the Clay County 7 for Westmoreland starting this second quarter of action. Hodge going to be under center playing for it. Waiting for the ball to be blown in. This is going to be the eighth play of the drive for Westmoreland. They took over at their own 20 back in the first quarter. Hodge under center. Play action pass. He rolls to his right. Nobody downfield. He runs it himself, gets close to the end zone, does not break the plane, though. Who made that stop, Thomas?
That was a lick right there. I'm telling you, Markham come up, and I, like you said a while ago, I heard that one.
Burchett involved as well, Jimmy Burchett from his safety spot. Going to be third and goal for the Eagles from the Clay County 4. They picked up 3 yards. Going to be tough to keep them out of the end zone from 4 yards out on two plays.
You look at our defensive line down here. You got the sophomore, John Hamilton. You got the senior, Seth Eads, not used to playing on that side, and a freshman, Tyler Waffle, in there.
Two wideouts to either side. Third and goal for the Eagles. Jet sweep around left side. Nothing doing. Great defense. And I think Burchett going to have to be given credit. Bryson Burchett, who's leading this team in tackles on the season. He's averaging 5.5 tackles a game, Thomas. 27 total on the season. Makes the stop. Fourth and goal now. Nothing gained for the Eagles on third down. Fourth and goal. 4 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Scoreless here. 10.5 minutes left in the second quarter.
How many times is this Bulldog defense going to bail this team out right now, Daniel? They get down here, they get their backs against the wall, and they bow up. Let's see if they can do it one more time.
Westmoreland going to attempt a field goal here. They feel that this will probably be a low-scoring game, I assume. They're going to try to get 3 points and dent the scoreboard. They do run in a new set of players. I believe the place kicker is going to be number 81, Peyton Dickens, a freshman. Big pressure moment for the freshman here.
See Burchard coming off. Maybe the ref sent him off, maybe for some blood or something.
I don't know. I can't imagine our coaching staff would pull the senior off on this field goal attempt. All right. Westmore going to try the field goal. The ball rests at the Dog 4. Snap. It's a fake. Hodge, the holder, rolls to his right. By the way, incomplete. Dogs live to fight another day, and they got lucky because the Eagles did have a guy in the end zone. However, I think there was some coverage there along with that receiver. Clay County going to take over.
Good play by Jimmy Burchett. You know, first start back there at safety. We've seen him play corner and move to that single high safety. Got over there just in time to knock that one away, Daniel.
Clay County going to take over for their third offensive possession of this contest. It is still scoreless here at John Peoples Field. Clay County's had it twice. They've turned it over twice. They take over deep in their own territory at the 4, 96 yards away from the Eagle end zone. First and 10. Arms in the gun. Sharp at his right hip. Jacob Burnett split to the right.
Same set.
Jimmy Burchett to the left. Hand off to Sharp. He cuts back. Has positive yardage. Picks up around 2. Advances up to the Dog 6. Setting up 2nd and 8.
You know, we've seen this double tight set with 2 wides all night long so far, Daniel. A different look for Clay County. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris coming out and with a different scheme here, trying to get power up the gut with Sharp. We've seen him have some success with it. The most of the success downhill has been from arms. I'd like to see him touch it again here.
2nd and 8, arms in the gun, Sharp at his left hip. Option play, left side. Pitch out to Sharp. He has it. Very little gain there. Very little gain. Should be 3rd and 8. Can't help but mention that former Clay County head coach Dickie Brown tuning in to our broadcast tonight. Also checking in on 2 other his former teams. He's watching White County, listening to us, and checking in on Bledsoe. He's coached all 3 of those places. Glad to have him on there. Listening tonight. 9.5 minutes left, 2nd quarter. 3rd and 6 for Clay County. Pick up a 2 for Sharp on that 2nd down option carry. Big play. Need to move these chains. Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Pass is set up. Releases downfield. Incomplete. Was trying to target Bryson Burchett on the seam pass. A little 80 hop pass. We called it back in the 90s. And it was incomplete. Clay County going to have to punt. Now, you remember, unfortunately, last week, they had a punt blocked, kicking out of their own end zone. And it led to a Gordonsville score. Hopefully, we can get this one cleanly off. Sophomore Jacob Markham, not Jacob, but Joseph, going to take care of the kicking here. He's done a great job this year on special teams.
He has, Daniel, and, you know, we don't really know what happened on that one. We couldn't see it very well, but it was definitely deflected down to Gordonsville as he's going to get a good leg in this one.
Gets it away. Ball hits around midfield, takes a nice Bulldog bounce. Goes over into Eagle territory, and Jacob Burnett downs it there. Westmoreland going to take over for what's going to be their third offensive possession of the contest.
You know, besides, that's, go ahead, Coach.
Westmoreland rushing attack's doing all the damage. You know, 14 rushes for 68 yards so far, and most of them came big chunks in that last drive right there.
It did, and we talked about it in the break there, Coach. You know, it was when Dalton went to the sideline, we saw him kind of start going up the middle and having some success. Kind of, you know, low-scoring game, ball control game, kind of what I expected, besides the mistakes Clay County's making.
1st and 10, Westmoreland from the Eagle 46. Hodge, quarterback, keeper, right side, has the first down and more. He could go 40, 35, 30, 25. It's a foot race. Can Jimmy Burchett get him? He does. Burchett with a touchdown-saving tackle. Westmoreland flipping the field, coming all the way down to around the 10-yard line, but there is a flag down at the line of scrimmage. May just be a sideline warning against the Eagles.
Oh, could be. It's on the 50-yard line there, Daniel. It's
no indication yet. They're picking it up, guys.
No penalty. And I made a mistake a minute ago talking about Coach Brown. He coached 4 of those teams he's listening to. Coach DeYork, of course, took them to the semifinals in 2009. First and goal. Four. Well, no, it's not first and goal. I guess it's at the 10.5-yard line. It's essentially first and goal. First and 10, technically, from the Bulldog 11. Westmoreland with it. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Hodge with it. Quick screen to the left. It's intercepted. Bryson Merchant. He's drugged to the ground, though, as he does it. Did not get a chance for a return on the play. But the senior outside linebacker for the second week in a row with an interception.
And what a play, Daniel. He basically shot the gap, saw that quick screen coming. The wide receiver grabbed him by the jersey to try to keep him from, you know, it's basically offensive pass interference there. Burchard still hauls it in and takes it to the ground. Another great play by the senior. You talked about him being the leading tackler. Well, that's a huge momentum swing for Clay County, courtesy of Bryson Burchard.
Second quarter clock at 8:24 as Clay County takes over for their fourth possession in this scoreless contest. They start from the Bulldog 16. Sharp with it. Tackle for loss made by the Eagles. First time tonight that Carson has not had positive yardage on a carry. Ball is retreated to the Bulldog 13. Loss of three for Carson. Just a breakdown in the offensive line that time. So far, the five guys up front have been sound. As we mentioned, Goad not in the contest. Freshman Hayden McGee replacing him at right guard.
And he's worked in and out. I don't think Goad's played a whole lot of offense for about three or four games, Daniel. You know, McGee's played really well in relief of Goad.
Second and 13, double set, two wide to either side. Merchant comes in motion right to left, arms rolls to his left, screen pass set up, Sharp has it, and he's going to be brought down. A great play by number 58, the defensive lineman for the Eagles. He sniffed out that screen. Dawson Borders, the sophomore, he was not fooled by that.
He wasn't, Daniel, and it was kind of a, like you say, rolled to the other side, a throwback type screen. Good play call deep in your own territory. Just a great play by the Eagles there.
It was a loss of two on that pass play. Setting up now third and 15. I agree with you. I like the play call. Just a very good individual play. Now, he was the only Eagle that realized it was happening.
Right.
Had he not done it, had Borders not been there, it would have been a big game. Third and 15 now. Clay County. Arms in the gun. Sharp at his left hip. Too tight, too wide. Option play, left side, reverse. It's pitched. Jimmy Burchett has
one block.
It. 10, 15, belt down. Nice. Another great play call. I like the call once again. They set it up with those speed option plays earlier in the game. Burchett comes back against the grain, catches the pitch. However, one more Eagle. Once again, much like last play, snipped it out.
You know, the safety wasn't fooled. You had the senior, Jacob Burnett, blocking downfield on the only guy that was on this side of the field. He had him locked down, but the safety sniffed it out from the top, made a great play on Burchett.
Mark him on the punt again. Ball's away, partially deflected at the line. It's going to be fielded by number 20, Castillo. He's brought down by Burchett. Westmoreland taking over with great field position. They're going to start for their fourth possession of this first half. Scoreless contest here. Westmoreland going to have it at the Bulldog 33. Very short field for the Eagles. 6 minutes and 12 seconds left in this second quarter. And as we mentioned, it is still scoreless here. Been a great first half. You know, Clay County's had some mistakes, of course, but just from a football perspective, these two teams pretty evenly matched going back and forth.
They are, Daniel. And like you say, both of them playing well. Clay County has had some... At times they shot yourself in the foot. We're having to say that way too many times.
We're a young team.
We are. You know. We are.
First and 10. Hodge under center. Hand off to a fullback. That's a different one than we saw earlier as Jimmy Burchett comes up from his safety spot and makes the tackle. Nice pickup for the Eagles. I believe the ball carrier was 82. Let's see who that is. Gavin Whitaker, a senior tight end, who lined up at fullback for that play. Second and six. Pick up a four. I thought he had more than that, actually.
Still got Waffle in there in the defensive line.
Hodge under center. Hand off to a back. He's around right side. Gets very close to first down yardage. He's brought down by several black and gold jerseys. They're signaling first down. Carson Sharp involved on the tackle. I noticed him come out of the huddle. Thomas, did you see another?
That's Wade Coons, Daniel, I think, getting horizontal over there, making the stop as Sharp helped clean it up.
First and 10 for Westmoreland now. Ball at the Bulldog 24. 5.5 minutes left here in this first half of play. Homecoming night here in Clay County. Marley Ashlock, the homecoming queen. Maggie Ware, the football queen. They're going to say no first down. Third and inches. Hodges is going to be under center. Probably a quarterback stink. No, he gives off to a wingback deeper in the backfield. However, first down yardage is picked up. Only about a yard gained. And we have late flag, Thomas. What'd you see?
Well, just Westmoreland, a little chippy on that one. That was Markham coming up making the stop. The defender turned around, or actually the ball carrier maybe, or one of the offensive linemen turned around and just shoved him to the ground after the whistle.
It is against Westmoreland. That's going to back the Eagles up. What a costly mistake for them. They had it third and inches, picked up the first down on the carry. However, we're going to see a personal foul marked off. Marching all the way back now to the Bulldog 37-yard line. And I'm not sure what down we'll see. I suppose third?
They haven't moved yet.
Now the chains are moving forward for a first down, so they're giving them the first down.
Okay.
The personal foul marked off after the one-yard gain was granted. The down marker still upfield, 15 yards from the football, though. Chain crew a little confused.
Well, I am too, a little bit, Daniel. Like you say, I guess it happened. It was a dead ball foul after the whistle. Therefore, they gave them the first down and then marched it backwards. Still a pretty good break for Clay County here as they're getting back towards the midfield instead of down first and goal again.
Okay, first and 25 for Westmoreland. The ball at the Clay County 37. Fourth play of the drive coming. Westmoreland took over at the Bulldog 33. Currently, they're back at the 37. Toss sweep, left side. Ball carrier has the edge. Upfield to the 30 before Bryson Burchett. No, Jimmy Burchett making the stop. Jimmy doing a nice job from that safety position. Coach Johnson now discussing him earlier. He was very confident in Jimmy's ability to change positions. There was no question about athleticism, but to go from cornerback to safety, he said Burchett was a baller. Wasn't worried about him. We see why. Jimmy's playing good.
He is playing really well back there. I haven't seen Westmoreland go to the air much just at this point. We'll have to check the coverage on that different look back there. Again, on that play right there, Daniel, another change. You got Arms playing this outside linebacker, and he had to contain on that one.
Wing back around right side for the Eagles. He's brought down once again. Jimmy Burchett there recording the stop. It was second and around 20. Now it's going to be third and approximately 12 with the ball setting at the Clay County 24-yard line. Under 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. We're still scoreless here at John Tables Field.
Like we talked about, the scores Westmoreland's put on the board this year, they've all been low-scoring games. This one's no different.
Hodge under center. Wing T set behind him. Play action pass. He rolls to the right, has time, releases downfield incomplete. Clay County doing a nice job with their pass coverage, as they almost always do.
It did, and that was John Hamilton and Bryson Burchett giving pressure from the backside, making the quarterback release it a little early, and that was Jimmy Burchett over the top there from his safety position. Good coverage on the outside.
Fourth and 12. That personal foul really hurt the Eagles here. Personally, I'm glad they got it. Fourth and 12. Eagles break huddle. 3.5 minutes left in this second quarter. Hodge going to be under center. A wing to either side, two running backs behind Hodge. Here's the snap. Option play, left side, give to the fullback. They play it safe, and it is a turnover on downs. Fullback picks up about two before Levi Garrett there to make the stop. Garrett also another one who's playing very good tonight in a new position.
He is. I talked about it early before the game, how the transition would work out for these players. So far, so good on the defensive side of the ball. Let's see if the offense can get it rolling again, Daniel. We saw him put together a drive earlier, several runs in a row, saw the offensive line kind of go to work, and then they had that big fumble. Let's see if we can get some points on the board with 3 minutes left here in the first half.
Arms in the gun, first and 10, option play, left side, keeps it himself. The play started at the Clay County 22, and I think we're going to see a loss of one for Keaton here, backing it up to the Bulldog 21, setting up second and 11. We'll have to watch that down marker to see if it moves at all. No gain, they're saying. Second and 10. Under 3 minutes to play here. Clay County with all three timeouts left. Ball at the Clay County 21. They've got 79 yards to go if they want points. Three wideouts to the right, one to the left. Arms in the gun, rolls to the right, looking to pass. Ball's released. Targeting Jimmy Birch, it incomplete. Clay County has not completed a pass yet tonight. No, that's a lie. They completed one and lost 2 yards on the screen.
Just simple roll out to this side, just kind of a naked, and just a little square out to the sideline, Daniel. The ball just a little bit underthrown in the dirt there, and Birchie couldn't come up with it.
Third and 10, clock does stop here. Eagles licking their chops, thinking they've got time and opportunity if they can make a stop on third and 10. Three wideouts to the right. Going to be Jacob Burnett, Jimmy Burchett, and Joseph Markham. Bryson Burchett by himself to the left. Arms to throw. Has time. Now under pressure. Breaks pocket. Going to run. Up to the line of scrimmage. 30. Almost to the 35. He's got the first down, Thomas. Advanced that one from the 21 up to the 32. What a great scramble by the sophomore. And as you talked about earlier, he's a good passer, but I don't know what he's not a better runner. He's more natural on his feet at this point for a young quarterback.
He is, Daniel, and just a great scramble there. He showed the strength, too. Got pressure in the backfield. They had him in the grass. He broke that tackle, cut it up the gut, made one guy miss, and finished that run.
First and 10 from the Clay County 33. Arms to pass, has time. Quick screen to Jimmy Burchett. He's caught, loses yards on the play. Good defense by Westmoreland. I like to see what kind of coverage we had because Markham went straight down the sideline. I'm not sure if anybody noticed him. Could be that we could do a little pump fake and go deep to the sophomore on the sideline. Going to be second. Where did I say it started from? 32 or 33?
32.
Loss of two because it's at the 30. Second and 12. Arms in the gun. A minute 45 and ticking here in this first half of play. Still scoreless between Westmoreland and Clay County. Two wideouts to the side. Pass play set up. Arms has time. Now he rolls to the right. Has contact. Breaks the contact. 35-40. Bounds his way ahead. Take it out of bounds at the Clay County 46. The biggest plays Clay County has had tonight have been on the feet of Keaton Arms.
No doubt about it, Daniel. Just, you know, he looked downfield, you saw him. And that's one thing about this young quarterback. He's patient as he looks. He went through his progression there, didn't have anything, tucked it, ran over a guy, hit the sideline, and finished the run again. I love to see him take off with it because you're going to see a highlight. You're going to see him run over a guy every time.
Ball at the black and gold 46, 54 yards away from points. 92 seconds left here in the second quarter. Officials having a bit of a conference. Coach Johnson wanted an explanation about something. There are no penalty markers down. A timeout going to be taken by Clay County, and they only have one remaining now after this second one's called. Minute 32 left. Clay County with it. First and 10 when we come back.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
First and 10 for Clay County. 1 minute and 32 seconds left in this second quarter. Scoreless still here at homecoming between Westmoreland and Clay County. Dogs have it at their own 46, 54 yards away from points.
You're talking about Keaton Arms being the key right now. He's got 6 carries for 66 yards so far, Daniel. Close to 100 yards rushing already as Carson Sharp has 9 carries for 37.
Arms to pass again, first down, flushed out of the pocket, going to run, nothing doing this time though. and the ball comes out. However, the whistles had blown prior to the ball coming out, and they're going to say it is Clay County ball still. Forward progress was stomped. The whistle was blown. And Clay County kind of fortunate there, honestly. It all happened so quick. Timeout going to be taken by Westmoreland. Clay County has one left, I think. Westmoreland with two remaining. The ball sits at the 46. Nothing lost, nothing gained there. Let's go ahead and play one ad, and we'll come back.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Dogs have it, second and 10. At their own 46, 54 yards away from points. 72 seconds left here in the second quarter of play. Clay County with their fifth possession of this contest on offense. Thomas, they had turnovers to start their first two, have had moments of brilliance, had moments, too, where they just squandered opportunities, and it's still scoreless here.
Minute to go, no points on the board. Let's see if offensive coordinator Chris Harris might take a shot. It's not a bad place to maybe hit one down the sideline to Burnett.
Three wide to the right. Bryson Burchett by himself to the left. Arms rolls to the right. The pass does so. Caught by Jacob Burnett. 45-40. He's still on his feet. 35-40. 25-40. The senior on the sideline all the way down. Inside the 10-yard line of the Eagles. First and goal. In here at homecoming, Jacob Burnett with his biggest play of the season.
Well, I called for it, Daniel, but I thought I'd see it over the top down the sideline. Instead, Burnett hooks it up in that zone. Arms puts it on him right between the numbers, and he catches it, and we see yards after the catch from Burnett. We know how fast he is, but he broke a tackle on that one too, Daniel.
Dogs playing quick. Arms under center. Whistles blow. Snap started from the Eagle 6 is what we're going to say. Clay County's got it. First and goal. Before that play could even start to develop in the backfield, whistles blow, though, and I'm afraid this is an offensive infraction against the Dogs.
I don't think so, Dan. I think the Westmoreland had a guy coming in late.
Oh,
he didn't get across the line until after the ball snapped.
That may have been the end. You're right. May have been my arms rush things. Try to catch him there in that fragile state.
Pretty smart play by the sophomore.
Yeah. Should be half the distance to goal. So Clay County now with it first and goal from the Eagle 3. 47 seconds left in this second quarter. What an opportunity for the black and gold to try to go ahead. They drive from left to right from our vantage point, trying to score in the Eagle end zone, which is positioned closest to Russell Richardson Doghouse. A bit of a conference here at the line of scrimmage. Things have not been chippy. I'm not sure what was going on. It's time to play, though. First and goal. Arms under center from the three. Has it. Gives off to Sharp. He's off the left side. Close to it. Does not get in there. It's going to be second and goal. He does get down to the one, though. 3 feet away, R. Clay County, as Coach Johnson calls his final time out of the half. It's going to be second and goal. 42 seconds left in the second quarter. Clay County trying to break this scoreless tie.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Still in timeout here, Thomas, about to come back to the line for second goal from the Eagle 1. What are we going to see?
Well, Daniel, I think you're going to see the same thing maybe here. I tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the first play of the ball game we ran. If you'll remember, we had the arms just took it straight up the gut about twice or three times out of the shotgun. That's what you do. You give it to Arms. He's the most physical runner. He can punch it in 1 yard.
Here we go. Second goal, 3 feet away from the Eagle end zone. currently scoreless. Keaton Arms going to go up under center. Wishbone set behind him. Two fullbacks and a stand-up tailback. Turned and hand off, and it's a jump pass attempted by Clay County. They hand it off to the tailback, who I think was sharp. He tried to pitch it ahead to Bryson Burgett, who went to the end zone. Interesting play call. It did not cleanly develop. Clay County lucky that was not intercepted because it never got much clearance over the heads of those Eagle linemen. Clock is stopped at 38 seconds. Third and goal. Clay County back under center. Arms again. Hands off. No, keeps it. Boot back to the left. He gets in. Keaton Arms. Touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And finally, after 23 and a half minutes of first half action, we have a score. Clay County 6, Westmoreland 9.
Like I said, Daniel, if Keaton Arms can't get you 1 yard, there's something wrong. You know, Arms lowered the boom several times tonight. Just give it to him. He'll take it across the goal line for you. Great first half from Keaton Arms rushing the football so far tonight. And the payoff on the other end as Garrett attempts the extra point.
Arms to hold. Bryson Burgett to snap. Snap. Set. Kicks away. Has the height. Has the length. It's good. Clay County in front, 7-0. All aided and abetted by the huge pass reception by Jacob Burnett, who took it down into the zone. 30 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County up, 7-9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live at John Tibbles Field, Clay County 7, Westmoreland none. Nice to finally break that scoreless tie.
It was, and that's huge for this Clay County offense, and it started with the quarterback Keaton Arms scrambling the ball, if you'll remember, Daniel, for 11 and 16 yards. Then he hit Jacob Burnett for 48 to set up his own score. Just huge for Clay County heading into the half of the lead.
Carson Sharp with the tackle on the Garrett kickoff. Westmoreland going to take over. 25 seconds left in the second quarter. I think Westmoreland has one timeout left. Can't say that with certainty. Coach, you usually keep up, you know.
I have Westmoreland with two of their timeouts remaining there.
Eagles take over at their own 42, which is 58 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. They drive right to left. They have 25 seconds and can stop the clock twice. Hodge in the gun, too wide to the right, rolls to his right, looks to pass downfield, releases, knocked down. Deflected by Joseph Markham. Almost intercepted by Joseph Markham.
Markham's having a great game so far on that side of the ball. He's up to 5 tackles on the night already. Had that pass deflection. He's in on just about every play from a linebacker position, guys. And we still see the freshman Tyler Waffle in there for Dalton Goad. He's holding up pretty well. I watched him on that play right there. Had two guys in his face. Made the rush and then dropped out in coverage a little bit.
Second and 10, hodging the gun, 20 seconds and kicking. Has time to pass, releases deep, downfield on the sideline, incomplete. Great coverage by Carson Sharp over the top there. Luckily for Hodge, it was a bad ball. If it was on target, Sharp would have been the one that come up with it.
And you can see, you know, if you get Westmoreland down, it's going to be hard for them to come back from many points. You know, if we can get them the second score here in the second half, they don't really have that wide-open passing attack. They're a ball-control team rushing with that wing-T look, and you can see it here. They just really can't get it downfield, Daniel.
Clay County had the ball to start this half, so Westmoreland will receive the opening kickoff after these next 13 seconds of second quarter action. dwindle off the board. Two wide outs to the right for Hodge. He rolls that way. Has time, throws back to his left. It's caught, but immediately the tackle made by Keaton Arms, who's playing outside linebacker tonight. He's having a great night so far. Strong consideration for him during this first half for the TDS Cup performer of the night.
No doubt about it.
Timeout taken. 1.9 seconds left on the clock. They're going to have one opportunity to go ahead and heave to the end zone as they burn their last timeout. We'll play one ad.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Fourth and 9 for Westmoreland. They have the opportunity to snap on one final play here in the first half. 1.9 seconds on the board. Clay County leading 7-0. You know they will, of course, I don't know, they may not throw it deep. They may throw underneath and try to run for most of the yardage. They do have it at the Eagle 43-yard line, 57 yards away from points.
I'm a little perplexed, to be honest with you, at the shots they're trying to take in this position, Daniel. Sometimes you just want to take a knee and get in the half.
Hodge to throw, goes deep down the coast sideline here, too. Says a man, it's dropped! What an opportunity for the Eagles that squandered. It directly hit Gavin Whitaker, the senior tight end, in the hands. Burnett had the coverage. Jacob got stumbled up and tripped, fell down to the turf. Woo! Halftime here, John Tables Field. Fortunately, we're not tied up at 7. It is Clay County 7, Westmoreland none. Time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Westmoreland 7-0 here at halftime in Salina. you know, Clay County got off to kind of a rough start, had turnovers on their first two offensive possessions, but the Clay County defense held throughout the first half, and then they got the payoff right before the halftime buzzer, as Keaton Arms has had a great first half. He got that drive started with back-to-back scrambles of double-digit yardage. And then he found the senior, Jacob Burnett, probably the biggest play of his maybe career, if not definitely this season, hooked up for a 48-yard pass reception where Burnett hauled it in on a little in route and then broke a tackle and took it down the sideline to set up first and goal from the 6-yard line. And Arms did the rest with a 1-yard touchdown from there. Levi Garrett made the extra point to make it 7-0 for your halftime score, as this defensive battle finally saw some fireworks in the form of Keaton Arms and Jacob Burnett. On the night, Clay County has more yardage than they had the entire game against Gordesville last week, a total of 158 yards on 26 plays. They rushed it 20 times for 114 yards. Arms is 3-for-6 for 44 yards. Had some negative receptions to knock down that 48-yarder to Burnett. Sharp has 10 carries for 39 yards at the half. Keaton Arms has the touchdown, the 1-yard touchdown, 8 carries for 67 yards. And, again, he's 3-for-6 through the air for 44 yards. Defense played great also. Joseph Markham is the leading tackler, along with Jimmy Burchett, both with 5 stops. Bryson Burchett also helped keep the Eagles out of the end zone with a big interception. He has 3 stops, along with Wade Coons at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 7-0 here at halftime against Westmoreland in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, getting close to the conclusion of it. Want to kick it over to Coach for an update on some Westmoreland stats and any scores he might want to share. Clay County does lead 7-0, by the way.
Good point, Daniel. Westmoreland offense through the first half, pretty effective on the ground. Had 150 yards total offense, 21 rushes for 138 on the ground. One of those coming on a big 44-yard scamper. And through the air, 2 for 8 for 12 yards and one interception. Penalties, Clay County 4 for 45 yards, Westmoreland 4 for 28 yards. So after that first drive, Clay County sort of got the penalties under control and settled in a little bit, I think. A few scores here. Halftime score, Joe Burns 14, East Robertson 14.
Good one.
Walker Valley 34, Cumberland County 7. Monterey 6, Jackson County 0, halftime. Oakdale 6, Red Bull and Springs 0, halftime. Livingston Academy 21, Smith County 0, halftime. And Macon and Trousdale County tied up at 7 in the second quarter. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the bug thugs, Daniel.
You know, I thought that Macon Trousdale game might be one you had us pick during how they fared on pregame. I'm kind of excited to see that one. Two good football teams doing battle there. And bordering counties, you know, not a lot of love lost between those two programs. Traditionally, Trousdale, of course, with the upper hand in that one. But Macon plays them tough. And Macon, you know, they're 5-0 this year. Must have a pretty solid team. I want to go ahead and mention another solid team that's here at Clay County High School, and that's our cheerleaders. We always like to mention them here towards the end of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. There are 5 freshmen, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Coley Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. 4 sophomores, Katie Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, and Kenley Trobaum. 4 juniors, Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. And they're led by the 2 seniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir, sponsored, of course, by Stephen and Lana Chipwood. It is homecoming here at Clay County High School. Had the big parade earlier, such a big community event each year. I did not ride through it. Coach Edwards' lovely wife, Gina, is here with us. Gina, I know that you probably were out in town around that time and witnessed it. Was there a big crowd around? Can you tell me? pretty big crowd out. You know, we talked several years ago about maybe changing the route, not going down East Lake Avenue, things like that, and that was met with harsh feedback from the community. They want to see that. They want it to go all the way through town, and I do too, personally. It's such a big event for everybody.
It was a huge event. You know, of course, I was kind of caught up in it and saw it coming across the bridge, and I've never seen that many people in town, to be honest with you. You know, they're all on the square. They're lined up everywhere. I actually had a lady stop and from out of town. She said, "What is this? What's going on?" She was caught up in traffic and didn't know. So I agree. It is a big community event, and the support that this football team has, the school has from this community, we know how that is, don't we, Coach?
Thomas was mentioning, Coach, the great community support that we have here in Clay County for our sports teams, and we know that you've been the first-hand recipient of that many times during basketball, especially in those big postseason runs.
You guys are right. It's you know, this community supports their high school athletes and the athletic programs here, regardless of what sport it is. We've always had a lot of support. We travel well as anyone around. You know, other coaches have told me through the years that they want to keep us on the schedule because we bring a good crowd to their facility each night.
You know, another sport we have that we're highly successful in that is not a big spectator sport, that being golf. And our boys' golf team did qualify for the state tournament this year. They will be playing at Willowbrook Golf Course in Manchester next week. I think they practice on Monday and then play Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe even Thursday. It's a multi-day event. Want to wish good luck to those guys. And Clay County now in Westmoreland taking the field. This is the end of the Papa Grove Body Shop halftime show, and it's time for third quarter action. Clay County leads 7-0 after what was, to me, a very entertaining first half. A lot of folks like those high-scoring games. I like a low-scoring game, and we've got a 7-0 score here in this one. Each team had 5 offensive possessions in the first half and only 1 touchdown scored between those cumulative 10 possessions.
Right, and we've got little brother John here with me. We were talking there during the break. You know, he's talking about how Clay County was leaning on Westmoreland. I really think we've got the upper hand in this one. It was just the 2 turnovers again, guys. It's kind of put us behind the 8-ball. Only 7-0 here for the Dogs at halftime as they get set to kick it off.
Garrett puts his foot to it. It's away. Going to go out of bounds. Westmoreland, if they choose to do so, will take over from their own 35-yard line. 12 minutes on this clock. Nothing ran off there on that one. Westmoreland, first offensive possession of the second half. An opportunity for them to march down and tie things up. It's going to be a 65-yard field if they want to do it. And actually, they're going to want Clay County to re-kick. They want an opportunity to have better field position than the 35, so they will march back. Levi Garrett, 5 yards. He'll tee up now from the Bulldog 35, and we'll try this again. Sometimes you do see this penalty be accepted and force a re-kick. It actually happened one time earlier this year in the Joe Burns game. Coach Tom Adkins did it with his squad back in week 3, and here we go. We'll try this third quarter beginning one more time. Garrett, another pooch kick. It likewise is going to hit and go out of bounds. I'm assuming this time they could have it at the 40 if they accept, and Levi expects them to accept it because he marches back to his own 30 and prepares for a re-kick. Clay County may have to change their MO here and kick it down the middle of the field rather than towards the sideline, Thomas, so this could go on for a while.
It could. And do they have to retreat every time they kick it? Or
5-yard penalty, yep. And here we go one more time. Third time's the charm, perhaps. Levi Garrett going to have it teed up from the Bulldogs 30. Westmoreland with an opportunity to have good field position. This time he does go back to the same area. It's fielded, however, a couple yards from the sidelines by an Eagle. He comes up, and he's brought down by Jimmy Burchett. So a good call for the Eagles. They take over near midfield. They're going to have it at their own 48-yard line. So a short 52-yard field after a couple special teams penalties there. We do want to mention that we now have a new way for fans to interact with us during our contest, and that's the Horizon Sports Network hotline. If you wish to send us a text message, you can do so at 931-397-9004. We'll try to share your comments on there, if appropriate to do so. First and 10 Westmoreland, Hodge under center, hands off to the fullback, gobbled up in the backfield. He picks up around one, maybe two, but just good smothering defense by the Dogs.
And that was a senior Seth Eads. We saw him getting penetration, Daniel. Get upfield, got around, almost got him for a loss, held him to 1 yard there. You know, he's playing really well on that side of the ball tonight.
He is. Ball is at midfield. We'll call it a pickup of two, setting up second and eight. Yeah, he's not played a lot of defense, but when he has, he's been good. And I think we'll probably see him now in that permanent rotation up front. Hodge under center, fullback behind him, play action pass, balls away, it's a slant route, throw behind the receiver, incomplete. Going to be third and eight for Westmoreland. They started with good field position here. So far, they're not taking opportunity of it.
You know, we talked about Dalton Gove not being in there, the freshman Waffle starting this second half. I also see a number 11 here on the sideline, Daniel, arms not on the field for this defensive possession.
Playing outside linebacker for him is freshman Austin Anderson. So two freshmen. Now, that's not something we're that's foreign to us. We called a lot of freshman starters last year, and we've got some more this year for the black and gold. Hodge under center, third down, hands up for a wingback. He's across midfield up to the 45 where he's going to be stopped short. I see the man. I'm trying to get his number. It's Markham, Joseph Markham on the stop. It's going to be fourth and very short. The ball is now at the Clay County 44. Westmoreland playing quick. Fourth and two. Hodge with it. Same play. Hands off to the wingback. He gets close to the sticks. Doesn't move them. First down for the Eagles. Up to the Clay County 41.
Wade Coons on that stop, Daniel.
Coons recording the stop. I know it's been his job tonight to key the fullback in this option offense. And he's done a good job with it. We've not seen the Westmoreland fullbacks get a lot of yardage. It's been the wingbacks on the edge, so Coon's doing his job inside. First and 10 for the Eagles at the Bulldog 41. Hodge hands off inside to a fullback, and a loss of yardage. Wassel in ball. It's a fumble, and Clay Kenny's recovered. I don't know who forced. I don't know who recovered, but black and gold football.
Well, Seth Eads and Tyler Waffle in the middle there, Daniel. I'm not sure.
No doubt that Tyler Waffle was involved. John saw that and told us that it was the freshman in there forcing that fumble. Clay County takes over, 10:25 mark of this third quarter. They have the ball at their own 43. They lead 7-0. This will be their first try on offense here in the second half. Arms in the gun. A tight end and a wide out to either side. Hand off to Sharp. He's right into the heart of the Eagle defense and gets a little bit. And an Eagle heads toward the Bulldog end zone with the ball, but I guess he ended up with it after the whistle blew. Nice little pickup on first down. It's advanced up 3 yards to the black and gold 46. Second and 7 now. And that's what you want, Thomas. Yeah, 3 yards, there's a big difference in second 10 and second 7. Makes everything more manageable. Don't make you feel like you've got to throw the ball on second down. And so that those 3 yards, a nice pickup for Sharp here. It changes the play call, no doubt. Tight end and wide out to either side. Burnett closest to us here on the sideline. Keaton Arms, quarterback keeper left side. Across midfield, brought down. Into Eagle territory at the 49. Short of the first down, however, going to be third and about two. We saw Arms start the first half of play with some runs. We see him here early in the second half doing the same. 9:15 and ticking, third quarter action. Clay County leads 7-0. They're trying now to make this a two-possession ball game as they prepare for the third play of this draft. Jacob Burnett to the right, Jimmy Burchett to the left. Markham and Burchett, the tight ends. Westmoreland D-line moves. They don't cross the plane, though. Hand off to Sharp. Stop short. Great defense by the Eagle defensive front. Going to be fourth and short at midfield. Is this a time that we want to punt and play field position? It's going to be fourth and about three after Sharp lost one on the carry. And I see Stone Lynn and Austin Anderson going out, so I assume this is our punt team.
Yeah, good call here. 7-0 ball game. First drive of the, well, second possession, I guess, of the second half. Good call to punt it here, Daniel.
Ball directly at midfield. Mark them back to punt. Fourth and two. Burchett with a nice long snap. Bit of a shank by Markham. It ends up taking a nice Bulldog bounce, though. Goes down inside the 20 to the Eagle 15, where Westmoreland's going to take over 85 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. So the special teams for Clay County executing well there, and I can't brag enough on sophomore Joseph Markham and his punting ability.
Daniel, we've got our first hotline message here from an anonymous messenger. He says he wants to see more of Keaton Arms, and I do too, Daniel. He led the team definitely in the first half on the ground and through the air. Keaton Arms is dominating this ball game. And again, folks, if you send us a message on the hotline, please add your name to it.
If you wish.
We would like to hear from anyone. 397-9004.
Westbourne with it, first and 10. From their own 15-yard line, Hodge in the gun. Quarterback keeper around right side, cuts north and south and hit hard. And that's going to be number 12, Bryson Burchett, who has become the leader of this defense. And I'll be honest, I thought Burchett was a great defender. He played in the secondary as a freshman, sophomore. He moved up as a junior to the outside linebacker. I never thought of him as an overly physical player. And let me tell you, folks, he is now. He's really grown into himself as a senior here.
He has. He's found his role, Daniel, and he likes the contact. We've seen that over and over and over. And Burchett bringing the lumber on that one.
Quarterback sack for Burchett. Second and 12. Hodge with it again around right side option play. Going to get the first down. Nice job by the quarterback for Westmoreland. He was ran out of bounds by the Bulldogs secondary. Hodge, a senior, using good foot speed to get to the edge of the Dog defense, which is a hard thing to do, and he moves the sticks. I suppose it was snapped from around the Eagle 12. So a nice pickup for Hodge. Setting his team up with a fresh set of downs. 7:23 left, third quarter. Clay County leads 7-0. Eagles with it. First and 10. Hand off inside to a fullback. He's around right side with another big gain. Jimmy Burchett on the stop. We've received another message here. I definitely want to read this one. Dakota McGee, Clay County High School alumni and former Bulldog player, currently serving his country in the Air Force down in Florida, listening to his younger brother Hayden McGee on this offensive line playing, and so glad that we can reach him all the way down there in the Sunshine State with this broadcast. A timeout has been taken on the field. Clay County leads 7-0. Westmoreland called this timeout. 7:15 left in the third quarter.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Back here live, mid-play, second one. Westmoreland breaking off a big run all the way into Bulldog territory, 25-20. It's a foot race. Down inside the 10, brought down by two different Bulldogs.
Anderson.
The freshman, Austin Anderson, really doing a good job hustling downfield to make the stop. Also accompanying him was Jacob Burnett, who looks to be shaken up a bit on the play. Westmoreland with it first and goal. It was just a wing back in the round again, as we've seen many times. It's a sweep that's handed off as they come around, and just a huge play, biggest offensive play of the game for either team.
And they're playing fast, Daniel. Here they come to the line.
Westmoreland snapping on it, and they get into the end zone. Same play, I assume, Thomas. I missed the start of it. 7-6 the score. 6:55 mark of the third quarter. Westmoreland with an opportunity to tie it up. They do send out the kicking team. They lined up for a field goal attempt earlier in the contest. Did not kick it. Ended up being a fake out of it, a design call. I believe this time they'll let the kicker put his foot to it. Peyton Dickens, the freshman, going to try to even it up 7-7. Snap, set, kicks away, and it's good. 7-7 the score. Low scoring affair here between Clay County and Westmoreland. 18th meeting in the series between these squads, halfway through the third quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, 7-7, 6:55 left in this third quarter. Westmoreland fresh off the touchdown, set to kick off. Jimmy Burgett deep to receive. He stands at the Bulldog 10.
You know, it was the night of the big play, Daniel. We saw Burnett set up the Clay County touchdown and then the big run by Westmoreland set that one up as Burgett got a chance on this one.
Burgett from the 19 all the way up to the 35, still on his feet. Whistles blow. He's brought down. Nice return by Jimmy. Clay County going to take over around their own 35. 6:46 mark of this third quarter as Clay County takes over for their second offensive possession of the second half. We'll call it the Clay County 35. So they're 65 yards away. Knotted back up 7-7. It was scoreless for a long time, Thomas. And quickly here, we're back again.
We've got a ball game on our hands, Daniel.
Clay County, 1st and 10. A wide out to either side, a tight end to either side. Joseph Markham and Bryson Burgett, the tight ends. This is the first time we've seen them in this set this year. They've ran it a lot tonight. Sharp on 1st down around left side, still on his feet, squirts ahead, gets around 4 to 5. Travis Crabtree, a former classmate of mine and football player himself in his time, says he appreciates the broadcast tonight. So glad that he can be listening tonight. Clay County 7, Westmoreland 7. 2nd and 5. We're going to go ahead and call it a pickup of 5 for Sharp there on 1st down. Burchett to the, not Burchett, but Burnett to the right. Jimmy Burchett to the left. Markham tied in right, Bryson Burchett tied in left. Arms in the gun. Handoff again to Sharp. Goes down the left side behind Wade Coons. More positive yardage. Advancing up to the Clay County 43, where it's going to be. Well, they're going to give him, let's see. They're going to place it at the 44. So 3rd and 1 now. Two plays, two rushes to Carson Sharp. He gets 9 on them collectively. 3rd and 1.
We're seeing that read option look when you go to Sharp horizontally and he's cutting it up, Daniel. Let's see if the arms maybe doesn't pull it on the same look here.
3rd and 1, arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Hands off to Sharp. Goes down right side. Tries to get out of a fracas, and he's going to be brought down. A loss of yardage. The Westmoreland defense just anticipated that play to the wide side of the field, and they cut Sharp off. He did not have a chance on that one. Going to be a loss of yardage. It was 3rd and 1. Now, after a loss of 5 yards, it's going to be 4th and 6, and Clay County's going to have to punt here. Markham on to take care of the kick. 4:50 and ticking, 3rd quarter. Tied up at 7. Markham with a high booming punt. Going to hit at the Eagle 30, take a Bulldog bounce down to the Westmoreland 20. Where the Eagles are going to take over 80 yards from points that Thomas could put them ahead in the contest.
Well, you see, the mistakes in the first half were Clay County put on a drive. They turned it over on a fumble inside the red zone. You know, you got to put points on the board in these contests with the big playability that we've seen out of Westmoreland. Didn't think they had it, just to be honest with you. They don't with the arm, but broke off that big run, set up that touchdown to tie this game. The Clay County defense has got to make a stand here.
Westmoreland with it for the third time here in this second half. 7-7 the score. Eagles with it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. The senior quarterback, Hodge, in the gun. A running back at his right hip, double wing set, wide out to the right. Here's the shotgun snap. Hodge rolls to the right. Looks like a pass run option. Pressured in the backfield. He gets the ball away. It's going to be incomplete. The receiver had it in his clutches but tried to run before he had possession, and it falls to the turf.
Not sure who was putting the pressure on, Daniel, but they almost had Hodge. It may have been the sophomore. Was it Burchett on the outside? We've seen the coach kind of go to a 50 look, putting the hand down of Burchett on the ground, and then with this defensive front, and Burchett's rushing the passer pretty well.
Official timeout taken on the field. There is an Eagle down right over on their sideline. We'll go to break here. 4:34 left in the third quarter. Clay County 7, Westmoreland 7.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Second and 10. Eagles with the ball. It sets at their own 20. Hodge under center. Winged either side. Hand off to the fullback up the gut. Joseph Markham there to make the stop. Accompanied by Jimmy Burchett playing very aggressively from his safety position. He's right at the line of scrimmage helping Markham bring down the fullback.
And they're both leading the team in tackles. They each have 7 already in this ball game, Daniel. That's some big numbers for this Bulldog team.
Pickup of 1 for the fullback. I guess, and that was the tight end, Gavin Whitaker. They were running Riley Mizrahi earlier, and he went out. And I'm a little sad about it because I like saying his name.
Well, you do a good job at it.
3rd and 9, Hodge in the gun, 2 wide to either side, jet sweep motion in the backfield, fake jet sweep, option play, wide side of the field, ball's on the ground, and it's covered up by Mizrahi, who's back in. Big loss for the Eagles. They're going to have to punt on 4th and what's going to be about. Well, they keep walking the down marker back. 4th and about 20. They lost 10 on that play. That'll cut into their rushing yardage, Coach.
Great stand by the Bulldog defense here in what is now a tie ball game, Daniel. 7-7, 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Clay County's got to do something with this possession, sticking in the end zone.
Jimmy Burchett stands at the Eagle 47 awaiting the kick. Here's the punt. Burchett has an opportunity safely. Fair catches it, though. Clay County going to take over in Eagle territory. What a great opportunity here with 3 minutes and 6 seconds left on this third quarter clock. Dogs take over for what should be their 4th offensive possession. No, it's their 3rd. 3rd offensive possession of the second half. Going to be 1st and 10, and they'll play it from the Eagle 47. 7-7 the score. Actually the first 23 and a half minutes of this game, we saw a 0-0 score. Clay County scored with only 30 seconds left in that second quarter. Currently it's 7-7. Arms and company out for the black and gold. Keaton in the gun, sharp at his left hip, hand off to Carson. That's actually Joseph Markham this time on the carry. Markham with a nice positive play. Markham, a good ball carrier. He's had limited carries this season. Coming into tonight, we see that Joseph had carried it only a total of 12 times through the first five contests, averaging 7.6 yards a carry. Usually pretty effective when he gets a chance, and he picked up seven there. Second and three. Ball at the Eagle 40. Arms in the gun. Again, he hands to Markham. Markham hit hard at the line of scrimmage. May not have the first. He does get a little bit of positive gain, but it's going to be very close to the first down. They're going to say third and one, and they'll play it from the Eagle 39. Four down territory for Clay County, as long as they don't have anything negative here on third down. Often we'll go to a hard count on third and short. Have to see how offensive coordinator Chris Harris wants to play it as the clock ticks under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 7-7 between the Eagles and the Bulldogs. Arms in the gun. Hands up to Markham. He has the first down. He's across the 35 and brought down about the 33-yard line. Good downhill running by the sophomore.
And you kind of see the difference. You know, it's kind of two different styles for Sharp and Markham. Markham's got that forward lean. He gets downhill quick, where Sharp stays horizontal and looks for that gap to take. Markham, with his first step, when he grabs the ball, he's headed downhill.
First and 10 Dogs from the Eagle 33. Whistles blow and flags come out of the officials' pockets. Any inclination as to what we're going to have called, Coach?
Didn't see that one. We're going to know shortly. Here comes the white hat. False start, Clay County.
It'll be first and 15 after that infraction. Ball now backed up to the Eagle 37, where it's first and 15. Fortunately, four down territory here, so don't have to go too deep into the playbook on first and 15 when you know you've got four opportunities to pick it up.
Well, we've seen three straight Markham runs off tackle, Daniel. I'd say if you're Coach Harris, you're probably sticking with it. Maybe Arms pulls it if you read it a different way.
Markham at the left tip of Arms. Option play left side. It's reverse set up. Jimmy Burchett coming the other way. Cuts back into the heart of the defense. Makes it an inside play rather than an outside play. Picks up a little bit. Advancing up to the Eagle 32. We'll have to call it a pickup of six. Setting up second nine. So a nice play. We saw him run it earlier to no avail. This time, he gets six. Under 1 minute to play now in the third quarter. 40 seconds and ticking. 7-7 the score. Clay County driving. Arms with it. Second nine. Hands off to Markham. No, keeps it himself. 30 up to the 25. Brought down. Keaton with a good pull and keep on second nine. Advancing up to the Eagle 25-yard line, where Clay County is now going to be playing third and two. And that might be the end of the third quarter. We're at 12 seconds and ticking. I don't know if Coach Johnson will want to squeeze in one more play. He looks content to go to the fourth and final frame. What a great homecoming football game we're calling here tonight. Clay County 7, Westmoreland 7 at the end of 3.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Two more comments on the Horizon Sports Network hotline. Mitch Massengill, our number one Horizon Sports Network fan, says go Bulldogs. Also, that other anonymous texter says that very proud of sophomore Joseph Markham and his punt, and particularly those Bulldog bounces he's getting on each and every kick. Fourth quarter action coming at you. 12 minutes left in the contest. In regulation, I should say. This one could go to overtime. Clay County with it. Third and two from the Eagle 25. Arms with it. Quarterback keeper. Tries the left side. Lowers the shoulder. Gets nothing. Good defense by the Eagles. Fourth and short now.
A little different look there from Arms that time. We've been seeing the read option look, and he usually kind of goes opposite of the back. He almost followed the back on that one, Daniel.
Fourth, and well, the ball's at the Eagle 27, so a loss of two, four Arms, setting up fourth and a short four. Big play here for Clay County. 11.5 minutes left. They prepare to snap on the seventh play of this drive that started around midfield at Eagle 47. Arms under center, fourth and four. Play action pass. Has no receiver downfield. Has to scramble and run. He gets close. He's going to have the first down. Nothing much more, though. But importantly, Arms does move the chains on fourth down. It's a busted play, Thomas. He looked downfield for a tight end, and nobody released.
Well, the Westmoreland did a good job of holding them up, I think, on the outside. Looking for Birchie or Markham one. Releasing out kind of like a little slip pass to the tight end. That's all Keaton Arms right there, Daniel. Had two guys in the backfield about to take him down. Made one move, stepped up, broke a tackle, picked up the first down.
First and 10, Clay County. 10:50 left in the contest. Ball at the Eagle 21. 1 yard away from the red zone. Arms under center. Wishbone set behind him. Hand off to the standing tailback who was, I don't think it was Sharp. It might have been.
Yeah, it was.
It was Carson. Alec Kerr, usually the stand-up tailback in our heavy set. He is out for approximately a month. Hopefully we'll have him back for the Monterey contest. Ball's been advanced up to the Eagle 18. Pick up a three. Four sharp. Sitting up second and seven. Clay County back to the line. Two tight end set. One to the side. A wide out to the side. Arms in the gun. Hand off to Markham inside. Has positive yardage. Turns his feet. Gets down to the 11. Markham, a patient runner. Does a good job of finding the seam, getting into it. Like you said, Thomas, a forward lean. Keeps the ball protected with both hands. Gets behind his pads and moves the chains. First down. Ball at the Eagle 11. 9:50 and ticking left in the contest. Arms in the gun. Jimmy Burchett to the left, Jacob Burnett to the right. Another handoff to Markham, right up the gut. Could he go? He's in. Clay County reclaims the lead with an 11-yard Joseph Markham touchdown. The sophomore coming in had no carries in the first half to speak of, maybe one. We saw Clay County go to him on this drive. He was fresh in that regard on the offensive side, been playing tight end tonight quite a bit. And he shows that he can do it with the ball in his hand.
No doubt about it. And little brother John's over my shoulder here. It's a little trap play, Daniel, is what we're seeing. We're seeing Arms read the offside end, and when he does, he either gives it to Markham, and like you said, he's got the patience to wait. I think it's Garrett pulling around and making that trap up inside, waiting for him to get the block, cutting it up the middle, and the offensive line is doing a great job leaning on Westmoreland as Clay County goes ahead 13-7 with Garrett missing the PAT.
Garrett does miss that PAT, 13-7 the score, 9:42 left in this fourth quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County up 13-7, and I hope that missed extra point does not come back to haunt us here. Clay County with a vulnerable 6-point lead over the Eagles. Garrett had a pretty good kick on it. There was a lot of Eagle pressure, though. The Clay County offensive line kind of let a lot of guys through, and I think that affected the kick.
I agree with you, Dan. You got to go back to that drive, though. Markham carried it 5 different times on that drive for 21 yards, and it was just kind of chipping away. 6, 3, 5, and then the 11-yard touchdown for the payoff.
Joseph Birdwell recording a big open field tackle on the kick return. And an injured player down for Clay County, I believe, senior outside linebacker and tight end, Bryson Burchett. We're going to go ahead and play one ad. I think Burchett's only cramping. He's stretching out there. 9:36 left in the contest. Westmore going to have it first and 10 when we come back from this break. Clay County 13, Westmore 7.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
And we're back. Maybe. All right, we're back. 38-yard line, Westmore has it, first and 10. 13-7 the score. Dogs with a six-point lead. 9:36 left in this fourth quarter. Hodge under center. Hands off to a fullback. It's Cantrell around the left side. He's going to be brought down, but only after he picks up about five. Levi Garrett, the primary tackler on the spot. He made the transition from defensive tackle to strong side linebacker during this contest. All due to the injury of Alec Kerr, we had to move four different Bulldogs around. So far, each and every one of them has played very well at their new home tonight.
They have, and that goes back to the depth of this football team, Daniel. You know, we've got about 12, 13 guys that can play at this point.
Second and four after a pickup of six on first down. Nice job. And it's going to be Tyler Waffle. He had initial contact, did not finish the play. There's other dogs that come in. Who do we see on the bottom of the pile? And it looks like, once again, Levi Garrett, low man. Hard not to give him the stop. The freshman, Waffle, who's played the majority of this contest in the first quarter, we saw Dalton Gold leave with a thigh injury. Not sure the extent of that injury. He has not returned, though, and I don't think he's on the sideline.
Waffle's hoping up well. If you remember, he came in on the first play and got a tackle for a loss, and he's playing in there with the big guys as a freshman.
Third and two for the Eagles, and it stopped short. Great dog defense over on the far sideline away from us. Going to be fourth and short, and this may be an opportunity that Westmore decides they need to go for it. The ball is going to be spotted at the Eagle 46, 4 yards from the midfield stripe. It's fourth and what we'll call a fourth and two, 8 minutes left in the contest.
That was a sophomore, John Hamilton, on that far side, Daniel. Got him around the hips and ripped him down for the stop there.
This could be the game right here. Fourth and two, ball at the Eagle 46. And knowing the importance of the play, head coach Chad Perry of Westmore takes a timeout. 7:45 left, going to be 4th and 2 when we come back. Bulldogs 13, Eagles 7.
But they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back.
Back here live, fourth and two. Hodge under center from the Eagle 46. End around play. They get the first down. Eagles continue the drive. Dog tackler on the play was Carson Sharp. Big first down for the Eagles. Fifth play of their drive coming.
It's kind of student body left there, Daniel. I don't know what you call that out of the wing, but basically had three lead blockers in the front. They sealed the edge and picked up a big, huge, crucial, how many more adjectives can I get, first down for Westmoreland right there.
Ball now in black and gold territory at the 48. 7:20 and ticking. Westmoreland content to play slow here. Use up a lot of time on each play. Hodge under center. Clay County does lead 13-7. Hodge hands off to the fullback. He's up the gut for a nice pickup before he's going to be brought down by a host of dogs. I'll let Thomas pick out a tackler on that one. It was Riley Mizrahi, the fullback on the carry. Got around 7.
Like Garrett in on that one again. There's a flag on the play, Daniel.
Just a reminder in case you forgot, last year, Clay County went into this contest 5-0. Went over to Westmoreland, lost a close one, 21-12, to a Westmoreland squad that was pretty potent and tough to play over at home. Seeing another great installment in this series here between these squads tonight. 18th meeting of the teams, Westmoreland with the advantage in the all-time series. They have 10 wins, Clay County with 7. This penalty is going to be against Westmoreland. Going to back them up. The Eagles have a 6-game win streak in the series that dates all the way back to 1983. These teams have not consistently played since Westmoreland went from single A to double A back in 1990-91 era.
And that's something we haven't talked about. This is a much larger school than Clay County is.
Double A school.
We see several more players. Well, I don't know. They don't have such a huge squad, really, like some of these 4A teams we've seen, but a lot more kids to choose from here.
Good opponent for the Dogs. All right, 2nd and 18 now for the Eagles after they had that big penalty. Huge, huge break for the Dogs. The ball now back in Eagle territory at the 44. Dogs lead 13-7 as Hodge keeps it on the quarterback draw, gets it back up to midfield where it's going to be 3rd and around 12.
Good stop by Wade Coons right there, Daniel.
6.5 minutes left in the contest. We talked about the 1975 squad during about a Bulldog history on the pregame. They led Westmoreland 6-0 during their season heading into the fourth. Eagles scored 2 late fourth quarter touchdowns to beat them 6-12. Hopefully that does not take place here tonight. Hodge under center. Roll out pass to the right. Has receivers downfield. Good coverage, though. Finally, he finds the man. He's open at the 30. 25 for the Eagles. Up to the 20. Still on his feet. Finally brought down inside the red zone. Official tackle made by Jimmy Burchett, assisted by Carson Sharp, but the Eagles with a dagger to the hearts of the Bulldogs there. 1st and 10, they had them 3rd and 12, Thomas, and just had a flood route, multiple receivers. We covered all of them except one, the guy dragging on the backside
post. That's right. Had them covered here at the boundary, Daniel, and then that guy just kind of snuck across underneath the safety, Jimmy Burchett, and he just couldn't get there in time to knock that one down, but didn't make the stop.
1st and 10 Eagles from the Dog 19. Hand off to Cantrell around the left side. He's got a lot of yardage. Gets close to the goal line. He's walking into it. Touchdown, Westmoreland. 5:35 mark of the fourth quarter. And currently, we're tied 13-13. Clay County missing the extra point the last time they scored. So this kick is going to decide whether the Eagles have a one-point lead or we stay knotted up at 13.
What a game. I mean, both teams just answering a score every time. It seems like we go through, you know, let's watch this kick and see what happens, Daniel.
Snap, set, kicks away, and it's good. The Eagles, with what I'm going to call a huge one-point lead, 14-13. 5:35 left in the contest.
Home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Track back here live, 5.5 left in the contest. Westmore going to kick off. They do lead for the first time tonight over the Dogs. The score, Westmore 14, Clay County 13. Clay County with plenty of time, though. I think they have two timeouts left. Coach says I'm right. I love it when it happens. Jimmy Burchett picks it up at the Dog 11. Upfield with it. 30, 35, down the sideline, out of bounds. Set up around the Dog 41. Well, I think he went out there. Fourth quarter action. Clock sets at 5:28 as Clay County takes over for only their fourth offensive possession of this second half. Each team's run the ball pretty effectively, and it's chewed up a lot of clock. Westmoreland 14, Clay County 13. Dogs are going to play it from their own 41. That puts them 59 yards away from points that they need to reclaim the lead in the contest.
And Joseph Markham is sitting to the left hip of Keaton Arms to start this one, Daniel.
First and 10 from the 41. Hand off to Markham. He's inside with it. Picks up about three, maybe four. Gets close to the Clay County 45. Dogs playing quick. Pick up a four. Second and six. Arms in the gun. Hand off again to Markham. No, Arms keeps. Left side. 45 up to midfield to 50. Still on his feet. He's still going. Alabama's finally. Keaton Arms just winning himself and the pile forward. He was taken down hard out of bounds. It looked like Hodge made the tackle and was the aggressor on the play, but it's actually Arms tweaking his body around trying to keep going forward. Arms with the first down. In Bulldog territory now. Actually, I said that wrong. In Eagle territory now at the Westmore 41. First and 10. Exactly 5 minutes on the clock. As Arms prepares to call for the snap from senior center Seth East. Here it is. Hand off to Markham inside. He's across the 40. Still moving. About three Eagles on him, but Joseph Markham with that lower body strength keeps churning his feet, picks up an extra yard. Nice pickup on first down. Advances up to the Eagle 37. Actually, we'll call it the 36, Thomas. Where did I say the play originated?
41.
So a pickup of five to set up second and five. Arms in the gun. Two tight ends, one to either side, a wide out to either side. Hand off again to Markham. No. Good play action. Arms keeper. 35, lowers the shoulder. Not much doing that time for Keaton. Going to set up third and around four. He might have got one. And he was tackled inbounds, so the clock continues to run. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the contest. Westmoreland leading by 1 point. 14-13. Ball now spotted at the Eagle 35-yard line. Right where you want to be if you're Clay County. Got the ball. Running it good on the ground, good safe plays, clock's ticking down. You are trailing, but you're marching towards the opponent end zone.
Same setup here, Markham to the wide side this time, though, Daniel.
Third and a long three. Arms gives to Markham. He's going to be close to the first down, and the extra effort's going to give it to him. It's going to be close. I'm going to say the chains move once the pile clears. And we're still waiting. It sets at the 30, first down, Clay County. Sixth play of the drive coming. New set of downs. 3.5 minutes, and the clock ticks here at John Teeples Field off to our left. Dogs are driving right to left. They've got Russell Richardson's doghouse to their backs, the scoreboard to their faces.
Sharp in the game.
First and 10. Hand off to Sharp. He tries the right side. Retreats a little bit. Now he goes north and south on the sideline. Picks up about eight, maybe nine. It depends on where he steps out of bounds. Hard to say. It was on the far side of the field over on the visiting sideline away from us here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
Nice change up from offensive coordinator Chris Harris right there down there. You got the pound of Markham and then the speed of Sharp to follow it up to stretch this Westmoreland defense to the boundary. He cut it up for a big game there.
Ball at the Eagle 23. Second three after Sharp picks up seven on first down.
It's like Markham back this time, maybe.
3:09 on the clock. It stops as Sharp did go out of bounds. Hand off to Markham. 25 up to around the 21 where he's brought down. Going to be short.
Missed the last yard marker. Where'd that start from?
Well, Sharp picked up seven, so go back two plays. where would that have put it? The 23. Pick up a 2 for Markham there to set up 3rd and 1. Timeout is taken on the field. John, who called it? Not sure. Clay County called it. Should have just asked Coach. He's got all the answers. 2:59 left in the contest. Clay County calls a timeout. They've got one remaining. Eagles lead the Bulldogs 14-13. Dogs with it. 3rd and 1 when we come back.
The Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
3rd and 1 coming out of this timeout. Dogs with it. 21 yards away from much-needed points. They trail 14-13. The ball sets at the Eagle 21. 4-down territory, so they don't have to get it on this one, but I certainly hope they do. Arms in the gun, Markham in his left hip. Option play, left side. Arms going to keep it. Has the first down. 15. Ooh! To the 6-yard line.
Golly.
I went silent. I know you heard Thomas and John with the boom call there. First down for Clay County.
That's what you call de-cleating a guy, Daniel. Arms coming around the corner, had about a 10-yard head start on that guy, and he tried to stop him, and he just planted him on his back. Goal to go for Clay County.
2:45 and ticking. Ball at the Eagle 6. Arms under center, hands off to Sharp. Gets up to the line of scrimmage and nothing more. They are going to get positive yardage to him. We'll call it a pickup of 1. Is now it sits 15 feet away from the Eagle end zone at the 5. Clock still ticking, 2:25 and dwindling left in this contest. Arms comes to the sideline, gets the call directly from offensive coordinator Chris Harris. Keaton goes back out into the huddle. Dogs need 15 feet. They trail by 1, 14-13. 2:10 is Arms prepares to get the snap. Heavy set, Arms goes under center. 2 fullbacks and Sharp the tailback in a wishbone. Play action pass. Bootleg to the right. Arms with it. Throws it away. They're going to call this intentional grounding. I'm afraid we've got a late hit over here. Automatic first down. And what a dirty hit. I don't know that whistles were blown, though. And Clay County's players run over to Keaton Arms. Let me describe what happened. We had it first and goal or second goal on the 5. Heavy set, no wideouts, 2 tight ends. Arms play action rolls, naked boot to the right, throws it away back to the left, and an Eagle, after the ball's been released, takes Arms to the turf, and he still lays there, Thomas. Penalty markers are out. It is going to be a personal foul against the Eagles. However, Keaton Arms, who's orchestrated this drive, is on the turf at John Peoples Field.
He is, Daniel, and that needs to be an ejection. I mean, that's just blatant right there. You know, we're all looking in the end zone where Arms threw the ball away. The play was well over after the fact. Arms just getting rid of it. Saw they didn't have a receiver out here in the flat. And he's on his feet, Daniel. What a tough guy he is. He's had a great game so far. Like you say, he's putting this drive together to win this game, and he's having to come to the sideline right here.
Now, that should be an automatic first down. Now, the one thing I did not see was a dog receiver in the end zone. Now, I don't know that the intentional grounding will be called. Intentional grounding is called against Clay County. And we have another one going to be called against Westmoreland. Personal foul against Westmoreland, intentional grounding against Clay County. So those calls are right. No doubt that both of those are right. Keaton had no receiver in the area, and then he was blindsidedly took down. So we'll have to see what ends up happening after this. Now, that's a loss of down on the intentional grounding.
Should be, which would bring up
4th and goal.
4th down right here. Like you say, 4th and goal, depending on how far it takes it back.
Okay, so maybe the personal foul lets us keep the down. I don't know. 3rd and goal for the Dogs. The ball currently sits at the 21. Now they're going to step off the personal foul.
So can we see Arms come back in this game, or does he have to sit out of play?
I can't answer that. It'd be a good time for us to burn our last time out in case, you know.
That's right.
Okay, the ball sits at the Eagle 10, 30 feet away from the Westmoreland end zone.
It's going to be Burchett, looks like.
Arms has to set out of play. Burchett, the sophomore, Jimmy, going to be the quarterback here. Down marker says third and goal. Third and goal from the 10. Okay. Jacob Burnett split wide to the left. Actually, Burnett's wide to the right. Weston Birdwell, the freshman, wide out split to the left.
Got to think you're going to see a handoff to Markham here. Same trap play with Garrett pulling. Let's see what we get.
Burchett hands off to Markham. He's around left side. 10, 5. He's working still. He's in. No signal yet. He's down.
Fourth
down. Going to be fourth and goal at the 1. 36 inches the distance needed for Clay County to get points. The clock runs. 1:35 left in the contest. Arms comes back onto the field along with Sharp and Austin Anderson. Jacob Burnett comes out along with Burchett. Heavy set. Fourth and goal. 1 yard out from points. Westmoreland 14, Clay County 13. Arms going to be under center. Is it going to be a sneak? Here's the snap. Here's the push. And it's going to be a Clay County touchdown! Dogs reclaim the lead! 20-13, actually make it 19-14. 1:11 left on the clock in the contest. So Clay County now, with a 5-point lead, you go for 2 here to try to get it back to a 7-point difference. However, Westmoreland still, if they scored, could go for 2 to take the lead. But Clay County going to have to go for 2 here to try to extend the lead to as much as possible.
What a gut-wrenching game this has been, back and forth between these two teams. Just a great
game.
Here's
a 2-point play. Play action pass, incomplete, off the turf of the field. Clay County leads by 5, 19-14, 1:11 left. Let's stay here. Thomas, you were saying something. I cut you off to call the 2-point.
Well, I talked about what this game would mean to the Clay County psyche. It means even more than that right now if they can come away with this victory. You're talking about showing some heart. We questioned them a little bit last week down in Gordonsville. They responded here tonight. It's just such a tense atmosphere here. Clay County's willing themselves to this win here if they can survive this blast. 1:11, Daniel, with this 19-14 lead.
Such a big game here. Clay County had a lot of questions to answer, like you just alluded to. A lackluster performance last week in the big Region 4A loss. Well, they've answered that call tonight. Regardless of how this one turns out, a resilient performance. They do lead by 5, 19-14. With 71 seconds left, 1:11 on this clock, as Garrett prepares to kick off. Clay County has given up a lot of yardage tonight on the ground to the Eagles. And Hodge with a huge play not too long ago. So Westmoreland has shown the ability to move the ball, and they've shown the ability to get it in some big plays. They have how many timeouts left, Coach? Eagles have 2 timeouts remaining here in the contest. Garrett puts his foot to it. Short kick taken by Castile at the 21. Here he comes. Good return by him. 45, 50. He could go, folks. 30,
no.
20,
Markham.
10, and brought down. Joseph Markham. Touchdown saving tackle. There is a flag down, Coach Edwards says, on the field somewhere at the 40. So a block in the back, probably going to pull this back. Minus the flag, that's not a flag, that's the kicking tee. Eagles with it, first and goal. They're going to have it at the Bulldog 4, 12 feet away from points. 58.4 seconds on the clock as Westmoreland takes over for their 5th possession of this heart-racing second half. 19-14 the score. Dogs with a vulnerable 5-point lead. It all goes back to a missed extra point back in the third quarter. Hodge going to be under center, first and goal from the Dog 4. Hand off to number 25, and he walks in untouched. Westmoreland reclaims the lead. And honestly, that's better than Westmoreland chewing up time and scoring on third and goal. And Clay County not having an opportunity to come back and score. So with 54.3 seconds, We're going to see Westmoreland here go for two, I would imagine. It's 20-19 currently. I figure they'll go for two to try to make it where a field goal could only tie, not beat them.
Why not? I mean, you got the lead. That's really all that matters at this point, Daniel. By 1 point, as Westmoreland's going to take a timeout and think about it. What a game, Daniel.
Well, it's a dandy. We're going to play an ad so we can catch our breath. 54.3 seconds left. Westmoreland 20, Clay County 19. Extra point attempt coming up after the break.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here. A few moments ago, we saw Clay County complete a 10-play scoring drive to go up 19-14. Then on the kickoff, we see a Eagle soar down the sideline about 85 yards with it to around the 4 where they scored on first and goal from the Clay County 4. Westmoreland leads 20-19. Now they go for 2. Hodge under center, brings a man in motion in the backfield. Play action pass. Hodge rolls to his left. He's under pressure now from Burchett, and he gets into the end zone. So the 2-point conversion's good. That wasn't really a huge deal in my opinion. It makes it a 3-point lead for the Eagles, 22-19. Clay County, I don't know the last time we had a successful field goal kick in a game, so, you know, it's touchdown or none for us for the most part. However, if we got close with a good return here, we could tie it up with a field goal. 54.3 seconds as we're going to see Westmoreland kick off to Clay County. Clay County has how many timeouts?
I'll have to look, Daniel. One. I have them for one.
One timeout for head coach Jake Johnson and his team. Clay County trying to get revenge on the Eagles. Westmoreland winners last year at their place, 21-12. We had a scoreless first half for a long time. Clay County scored with 30 seconds left to lead 7-0 at the half. Westmoreland came back, tied it up 7-7. Clay County goes up 13-7. That's where we missed the extra point. And then we see Westmoreland come back, go up 14-13. Then we score to lead 19-14. And now it's 22-19 in favor of the visiting Westmoreland Eagles as they prepare to kick off. Jimmy Burchett, deep to receive, along with Jacob Burnett and Bryson Burchett. Here comes the kickoff. The foot's to it. It's going to be fielded by Jimmy around the 20. 25-30, 35-40. He's going to go, folks. He's going to do it. He's down the sideline. 30-20. Jimmy Burchett into the end zone. And the Dogs really claim the lead. No laundry on the field. It's a clean play. And here at homecoming 2020, the sophomores take it into the house.
Golly, I think I've said it 10 times, but what a game, Daniel.
There's time left. Westmoreland with time. 41.6 seconds left still on the clock.
This crowd is going crazy. We're going crazy here, Daniel.
Westmoreland with a penalty. It's declined. Touchdown, Clay County. So, Dogs lead 25-22. I don't know what you do. They're up by 3, so I guess you go for 2.
Whatever.
Or 1. Whichever you think safer for the play to have more than a 3-point lead.
I tell you what, Daniel, I was about to say it. You know, all I can think of is let Jimmy Burchett return the favor. Well, let me tell you something. He did it, Daniel. He took it up the gut. What we got now?
This one's against the Eagles. We've got a sideline penalty, I think, maybe against head coach Chad Perry. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's come off the bench with frustration, Daniel, out after the white hat there, and he's going to get the penalty. But anyway, back to Burchett. I mean, he's been close all night long. He broke that one up the middle, and you said it on the 40-yard line, midfield. You said, he's gone. And he was stroking it down the sideline. Good Lord, what a game.
Timeout taken by Westmoreland. Strange for them to take it at this moment to me, but they do it anyway. We're going to break here. 41.6 seconds remain. Clay County about to attempt, I think, an extra point kick as we come back. Dogs lead 25-22.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you?
Back here from break. Clay County going to go for two rather than the kick. They lead 25-22 over Westmoreland, 41.6 seconds. We've seen back-to-back. Now, Westmoreland didn't return their kickoff for a touchdown. They got tackled by Markham at the four, but Essentially back-to-back kickoff return touchdowns. Arms under center, heavy set behind him, wishbone formation, two fullbacks and a standing tailback. Arms, quarterback keeper, he's in there. Going to get in. 5-point lead now for the Dogs. Makes it 27-22. Homecoming night here, and these fans have been treated to a dandy contest. Most of them have stayed on hand even after the pregame festivities, and their Dogs are leading 27-22. Thomas, I've never seen Joe Neely Stadium erupt or the Twin Lakes broadcast booth erupt the way that it did on Jimmy Burchett's return. And I've got to share one thing. We got so excited you bursted the button off your shorts.
Well, you didn't have to go that far, Daniel. But anyway, I tell you what, just, unbelievable, really. You know, we're sitting here seeing Clay County put on a drive. Keaton Arms punch it in to win this ball game. Then they give up a big kickoff return, and you're down again. And it's just such a swing of emotions back and forth in a matter of a minute. So, understandably, that this place went crazy. And like you said, just a great crowd here. They've been treated to a great game, and they stayed. A lot of times you see homecoming game, they'll come, see the festivities, and go home. Not tonight. Joe Neely Stadium is lipping full, and they're all fired up.
Well, this one ain't over yet. 41.6 seconds left. Is Levi Garrett going to be kicking back off to the Eagles? And nothing is a given now here at this point after what we've witnessed in the last minute or 30 seconds of gameplay, whatever it is.
I can't predict it.
Woo! Lots of folks have been kind enough to send messages into the Horizon Sports Network hotline over the last few moments. That 931-397-9004 number. But we just hadn't had the opportunity to put them in. We appreciate you doing that. But we've got to call the rest of this one. I'm not sure what the delay is.
Well, I tell you what it is. It's giving this crowd here, I hope the listeners can hear them. We don't have an external microphone for them, but this crowd is fired up here tonight.
Levi Garrett still standing there, waiting to kick. Now he prepares to do so. Finally, the officials blow it in live. 41.6 seconds left. Clay County leads 27-22. Garrett kicks it. Going to be fielded at the Eagle 21. Here comes the return man. 35, no more. Tackled by a host of Dogs, Keaton Arms in there amongst them, and I believe he may have addled himself as he lowered the helmet to come in with the big hit.
Great play. Wade Coons, Levi Garrett, all of them. Seth eased downfield on that one. That was a game tackle. He wasn't taking that one back, Daniel.
33.4 seconds. Clay County leads 27-22. Eagles have it, first and 10, from their own 34. Coach, timeouts for Westmoreland?
Zero. That's what I have.
They have none. Clay County has dropped Keaton Arms deep from outside linebacker to safety. Got two deep with Burchett and Arms. Hodges in the gun. Double wing set, one wide out to the left. Hodges with time to pass, rolls to the right under pressure, has to run. He's out of bounds. And a late hit play is going to be called very questionable. Joseph Markham laying hands, didn't even really shove, almost two-hand touch style contact. And that's going to aid and abet this Eagle drive by 15 yards with a late hit. Normally, I would make the comment of not a smart move by Markham, but he really didn't do anything that was penalizable.
No, he pulled up, Daniel, laid two hands on the back of the player. He didn't even get to the fence, and the fence is just, you know, 6-8 yards behind him there. But you know what? Anything can happen in this ball game. We've already seen that as the White Hat aids the Eagle drive here with 20 seconds left.
27.2 on the clock. First and 10, Westmoreland, in Bulldog territory. At the 47, Hodge in the gun. Two wideouts and a wing to the left, a single wideout to the right, running back at the left hip of Hodge. Rollout pass to the left. Hamilton! Quarterback sack, John Hamilton! He's played so good the last couple of games on the defensive line, and he seals the deal here at homecoming for Haps. 13 seconds to tick, and Westbrook hustling back to the line, trying to get a playoff. They don't understand the clock's running.
Six.
We're down to five now. Westbrook still not set. Finally, the ball snapped, and the clock stops with 1.4 seconds. The Eagles, their own worst enemy, not realizing the severity of the situation, did not hustle back to the line to get it stopped. They do have time, though, for one more play. Could have had multiple chances, though.
Yeah.
Eagles had no timeouts. Hamilton with the big quarterback sack there. What a play for the sophomore. 1.4 seconds on the clock. Clay County leads 27-22.
Like you say, Daniel, there's still time left on this clock. And from what we've seen in this fourth quarter, any ticks are too many ticks for Clay County right now. 1.4 to go. Everybody dropping back about 40 yards. You see Keaton Arms back at the 25-20-yard line here.
This is it.
This is it.
Third and 20. Hodge in the gun. Too wide to the left. He has time to throw. Releases downfield on the far sideline where it's going to be incomplete. This one's going final. Clay County moves to 4-2 on the year with a big homecoming win. Get revenge on Westmoreland. They lost to them last year. They did it in fine fashion tonight. Jimmy Burchett with a big kick return touchdown. Final score, Clay County 27. Westmoreland 22.
Coming up, the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here on the CarQuest post-game show, what a doozy of a ball game we had to call tonight. Thomas going to go through it in a moment, but Jimmy Burchett there at the end with the big kickoff return touchdown that put the exclamation mark on the night. Clay County winners, final score, I believe, 27-22. Clay County advances to 4-2 on the year, still 1-1 in Region 4A play. A good Westmoreland squad does fall to 1-4 on the year, but they've had four outstanding losses, if that makes sense, to good football teams by close margins. Don't take their record as an indicator that they're not good. Really good football team Clay County beat tonight, Thomas.
It was, Daniel. And, you know, we thought this was a good football game until the last three or four minutes, the way it played out. And then just, shoo, Jimmy Burchett blew the top off of this place, guys. Just an unbelievable play to win this game. A legendary play. Folks will be talking about Jimmy Burchett's kickoff return for years. But what a game it was. You know, Clay County kind of started off in that funk they had down in Gordonsville. If you remember, Daniel, their first two drives ended on turnovers, interception on the first one, fumble on the next one, after they kind of got things going. But you could see they were leaning on this Westmoreland team, and they did that in the first half. And finally, like you said, took 20, almost the whole entire first half, 4 points got on the board. You saw turnovers and punts and back and forth, just another defensive struggle early on. And then Clay County kind of put things together, and they did it on the quarterback, Keaton Arms, in that first half, guys. If you'll remember, that's when he started scrambling, started taking it ahead, straight up the gut, and scrambled for 11 yards and scrambled for 16. And then another big play. We've already forgotten about that one. But Arms hooked up with the senior, Jacob Burnett, across the middle for a 48-yard gain to set up that first score, took it goal to go. That was a huge play at that time.
It was. And Jacob, it was a pretty deep crossing pattern. I'll say he gained 15 to 20 just on the pass. But then he took it that additional 20 to 25, went all the way across the field, right hash to left hash, broke a tackle or two. Gutsy play by him to put Clay County in a good opportunity.
Good opportunity, and Arms punched it in from there with the first touchdown of the night, a one-yarder. And then Garrett was true to make it 7-0 with 30 seconds left in that first half, and they carried that lead into the break. Low-scoring game at the half, Daniel.
It was 7-9. Felt pretty good. Clay County, I was pleased with them. Westmoreland runs that option offense. We kind of did a real good job with that. Made them go away from the inside, forced them outside. They got some yards. We held them scoreless, though. So pretty good place there, 7-9 at halftime.
No doubt about it. And then Clay County, Westmoreland got the ball, but they fumbled on their first possession. Clay County got it around midfield, had an opportunity to tack another one on, which they ended up needing here in this game, if you'll think about it. Kind of had a chance to put this one away. Went 3-and-out, had to punt, and Westmoreland tied the game up on the next possession. It was 7-7 with about 6:55 to go in the third quarter, and this was a ball game again.
It was. You see there at that point, I think pretty shortly after that, we force a 3-and-out by Westmoreland, and then we orchestrate a 10-play scoring drive, took over at the 3:06 mark of the third, and chewed up the rest of that, and 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter as we marched downfield.
And we saw a little change-up. You know, Carson Sharp in the first half had been the ball carrier, had 10 carries for 39 yards. And then we saw offensive coordinator Chris Harris kind of throw a curveball here, brought Markham in, put him in the backfield, and Westmoreland just couldn't handle it. We saw a little trap play with Levi Garrett pulling, leading up the hole, and Markham took advantage. 5 big carries, just chipped away, got it all down there, had a big carry to set up the touchdown. And if you'll remember, he took it 11 yards to the house inside the red zone, Markham with 11-yard TD to make it 13-7. Missed the extra point at that time. We're wondering if that was going to bite us, and it almost did.
It did. That's a vulnerable lead, that 6-point lead. Nice to have it, but it makes you wonder if it's going to come back and bite you.
Westmoreland's in suing possession. I remember you calling it, Daniel, a 4th-and-2 at midfield. You said this is, could be the ball game right here, folks. They gained it and got it up. They hit a big pass play, put it goal to go, and then ran it across. They hit their extra point. They went back up, actually took their first lead of the ball game, 14-13 with 5:35 left in this one. And then Clay County responded, put together another drive. And you'll have to tell me how many plays it was. You keep up with that.
10-play scoring drive, Thomas, that chewed up around 4.5 minutes of game time. After we scored, and what did we do? We missed our extra point, right?
It was another mix of Markham and Arms, if you'll remember. Markham banging forward, Arms scrambling for 14, on and on. Arms had the big run from the 21-yard line, gained 15, and set it up goal to goal down there. And then he took it across from 1 yard out for the touchdown. We went for 2. The pass was incomplete to make it 19-14 with 1:11. I remember me saying, what a gutsy ball game from Clay County if they can survive the next 1:11. Well, that last minute was one for the record books.
Well, that's when the game started, I think. Which,
pretty much.
Last minute of the contest, Thomas. Special teams took over.
They did. Westmoreland took their kickoff 85 yards, took it all the way down to the 4-yard line, and then put it in from there. And they got their two. Did they get their two? Yes, got their 2-point conversion, made it 22-19, a 3-point ball game, 54.3 ticks left. And I'll be honest with you, it looked pretty gloomy from there.
It did, but Jimmy Burchett, he had different plans.
He did, Burchett. We don't know. We're going to have to go back to film because we need to know how many exact yards that play was. Jimmy Burchett caught it inside the 20, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it had to be an 80-yarder. Busted it up the middle, great blocking at the first level, and then he did the rest. About the 50, Daniel, you called it. You said Jimmy Burchett's gone, and he was all the way to the house. Nobody was catching him. He blew the top off of Joe Neal East Stadium. This place went crazy. We went crazy. What a win for Clay County football here tonight.
It was. Westmoreland come back, and they had a few opportunities, never could connect, and it ran out. Final score, 27-22. We're going to we'll go ahead and play that promo, come back to stats after that. We're going to have one more break here, come back, give you the stats from both squads, announce the TDS top performer, and give one final budget pest control scoreboard update. So a whole lot to come after this break.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here on the CarQuest postgame show, time for a stat rundown here at the Horizon Sports Network. Coach, I'm going to throw you a big old curveball. Do you want to give the Westmoreland stats?
Well, let me get my mic turned on here. I'd love to, Daniel. Big night for Westmoreland offensively. 306 total yards, probably the most that we've given up, I know, this season, and maybe even last season we didn't give up that many to any single opponent, but 306 total yards, 39 rushes for 262 on the ground, 3 of 12 through the air for 44 yards and an interception. Penalties on the night, Westmoreland had 5 for 43 yards, Clay County 8 for 75 yards.
Pretty good night for the Eagles.
It was. I mean, it was a, I said it earlier, and just in my opinion, in the
since the HSN has existed, the most exciting game that I've been involved in.
No doubt about it. On the Clay County side, Clay County actually had a pretty good night. Still didn't break that 300-yard mark, Daniel, but had 45 rushes for 227 yards on the ground. And let's see, I don't have the rushing touchdown. So one, I guess.
One rushing touchdown? That could be. Arms had one on the sneak. Markham had one on the quarterback run.
Two.
Not quarterback, but...
That's right. Had 11-yarder. That's right.
So we had four total. Burchett had one. Markham had one. Arms had one. And who had the other one?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look.
We'll
here
find
as well.
It. We'll find it.
So,
bear with us, folks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got so excited
well,
in the game, I forgot to write them down.
Let me flip back through mine, too. We'll just go ahead and do this. Think out loud.
Might as well.
Markham had an 11-yarder. Arms had the sneak. Westmoreland. Jimmy had the kick return touchdown. That's three. And we had one more. Let me go back to my other summary.
2 1-yarders by Arms.
Arms, yes. Two rushing by Arms.
Yep. There they are. Okay. So three rushing touchdowns to go along with that. And I've got to add the 11 to it. So that's 238 yards rushing.
Good night. And we called Clay County out on that. We was averaging 150 coming into this. So to add 100 more against the good Westmoreland defense, that's a good night.
No doubt about it. And Arms was 3 for 7 through the air for 44 yards. And he did have the one INT. And then our leading rusher tonight was Keaton Arms. He had 15 carries for 111 yards and the two touchdowns. Sharp had 18 carries for 56 yards. Joseph Markham had 11 carries for 57 yards, including that 11-yard touchdown. And Jimmy Burchett, 2 carries for 14 yards.
What about the receivers?
Receivers,
on that
Jacob Burnett, pretty much it. 1 catch for 48 yards, and then you had Carson Sharp had 1 catch for -2, and Jimmy Burchett, 1 catch for -2 for a total of 44 yards passing tonight. Defensively, Joseph Markham led the way with 8 tackles. Garrett had another good night, moved to linebacker, had 7 tackles. Jimmy Burchett had 7 stops also. Wade Coons had 6. Jacob Burnett had 1. Dalton Goad, before he left with an injury, had 2 tackles, 1 for loss. The senior Seth Eads had 3 in the middle. Tyler Wathel, we saw him come in and play a great game in relief of Goad. The freshman had 2 tackles, 1 for loss, and that big forced fumble. Bryson Burchett, another good night, 4 stops, and then the big interception to turn back Westmoreland. Carson Sharp had 3 stops. Keaton Arms had 3. Anderson, Austin, I think is his name, the freshman, had 1 tackle. John Hamilton had 2 stops and 1 huge sack to end this ball game after the Burchett touchdown. And then Joseph Burville had 1 on special teams, Daniel.
Okay. Pretty good night number-wise for Clay County. Time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. And so really our most difficult one, Jimmy Burchett put an exclamation mark on with that huge kickoff return touchdown. But these guys kind of leave it to me sometimes to make this call, and I'm saying Keaton Arms, the TDS top performer. I don't remember, and I've watched a lot of Clay County football in recent years, coaching and broadcasting, and I don't remember a more physically punishing performance by a Clay County offensive player than Keaton Arms put on the Eagles. He was bringing every bit and every ounce of weight he had on every carry. Keaton's very talented and going to be outstanding. Not to say he's not now, but I think tonight was a little bit of a coming out party for him. The running game is such a big part of his identity as a player. And Coach Johnson and Coach Harris, I don't think, had tapped into that because they don't want to lose him. They don't want to have to run him so frequently. But I think they may have figured out tonight, too, if we're going to move the football and if we're going to win big games like we did tonight, Keaton's going to have to be a heavy dose of what our offense is with his feet on the ground.
No doubt about it. And we both called for it, Daniel. We knew he was our most physical runner. We knew he was our most downhill runner. And he's got speed for his size, too. You, that's why he's so punishing. You give him 10 yards or 8 or maybe even just 6, and he gets rolling, he's going to punish you. And we saw him do it. And, you know, I can't remember how many times we came off our stools here tonight and gave it the big, as Keaton Arms ran over somebody. Not a lick on defense, but when he ran over somebody and finished a play. And he does it on both sides of the ball. He plays linebacker on defense. It was a gut check for this Clay County team tonight, and Keaton Arms willed them to this win. Got them in position for Burchett's big play, basically, in my opinion. You know, it's hard not to say that Jimmy Burchett's play is not, you know, this is the TDS top performer.
Yeah, if we
it's not necessarily
play.
The top play.
Right.
So, great play by Jimmy Burchett, but Keaton Arms just really took it to another level tonight. Again, 111 rushing yards. We've only seen one other player, and that was Carson Sharp, this season break 100 yards in quite some time.
Yeah.
Had the 2 rushing touchdowns. Also threw for 44 yards tonight, the big play to Jacob Burnett. You know, sometimes it's not even about numbers. It's about heart. Keaton Arms showed the heart tonight.
You know, tell me who else was the emotional leader. You know,
That's right.
It was the sophomore quarterback. And this was a game, his partner in crime, Alec Kerr, wasn't on the field.
That's right.
And Alex accounted for over 50% of Clay County's scoring this year. And that had to be replaced. Well, we see Keaton with 2 rushing touchdowns. When you know, Alec was the goal line guy. Well, it became Keaton tonight. And he took care of it. Coach, comments on Keaton. I know we've said probably maybe all there is to say, but you've coached him in the other sport and know more about him than we do, probably.
Yeah, I think Keaton is a kid that has a very high ceiling as far as either football or basketball or anything he wants to play, and he's just now realizing how good he can be. You know, he's pretty passive as a freshman in basketball and football, but now midway through his sophomore year, he's really emerging. And like you said, I think tonight was a breakout type game for Keaton, and I think you're going to see a lot more of him down the stretch for the Bulldogs.
Well, and, you know, we talk about the emotional leader on this field. Well, he didn't do it by jumping up in the air and flexing his muscles. He did it by saying, look, guys, if I can do it, you can too. Like I say, he put the Clay County on his back and marched them down the field for that, what we thought was the winning score.
Yeah.
Until Westmoreland had the special teams play. But that's what it comes back to. Keaton Arms is the TDS top performer. But every Bulldog on this team played Bulldog football tonight. You can go through and you can pick out a bunch of them. You know, Markham come in and played good. Sharp, the defensive side, Levi Garrett, Hamilton had the big sack. So you can go down the list. This was a complete game from Clay County. Huge for momentum moving forward, and Keaton Arms led the way for Clay County.
Tonight's TDS top performer is Keaton Arms, and it's been brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Time to figure out how we did in our picks and some other scores around the region. Coach, for our final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, guys, got several finals here. Stone Memorial 36, Kingston 35. Stone seems to play a squeaker every week. But they got the better of this one tonight. Cumberland County 7, Walker Valley 47, final score. Mm. White County 54, York 13. Oakdale 39-6 winners over Red Bull and Springs. Livingston Academy shuts out Smith County 35-0. Trousdale 21, Macon 13, giving Macon their first loss on the season. East Robertson 35, Joe Burns 14.
Wow.
Final score. Pickett 30, Sail Creek 56, final score. And 12-6 Monterey in the fourth quarter. I don't have a final on that one. It was 6-6 forever, and it's 12-6. I'm sure that game has ended, but I don't have a final on it anywhere. So, good night of football here in Clay County and across the Upper Cumberland. And, you know, we're happy that these kids are able to be on the field and playing it right now. So, scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Your infestation is our occupation.
Final score tonight, Clay County 27, Westmoreland 22. Bulldogs in action again next week. They travel around Del Hollow Lake to beautiful Byrdstown, Tennessee, where they take on the Pickett County Bobcats next Friday night. We'll be there live. Carquist pregame show set to air at 6 o'clock. We hope that you tune in if you can't make the trip up that way. For Daniel Strong, and I am Daniel Strong. What am I saying? For Thomas Weaver and Rob Edwards, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.